best in show, Rosario Dawson, loving it live.
Previously on Best in Show.
I want to try and guess what everyone's costume is. I'm going to guess right off the bat that, Keith, you're a person? You're dressed as a person today. Oh, wait, a spooky person.
Let me give you a hint. Stately, plump Buck Mulligan.
Congratulations, guys, on the Halloween work. We played a bunch of scary sounds. Now let's do a show like we normally would. Who can I be mad at today?
What were you trying to think of during that whole stretch there? What were you trying to remember?
I don't know.
Hey, Donna, I see you. You look good. I want you. I know you're back for me.
You guys ever had a sexually transmitted disease?
I never did.
You want to find out?
I'm just sitting here woozy right now thinking about something covering up my pee hole. I stretched mine. I want it to be open wide. I don't want it to be blocked.
Ooh.
I don't want anything to happen with that.
I don't even touch that. You're an absolute monster.
What do you mean? No, I'm not a monster. I'm a priest. I'm just a priest. It's not a monster. It's a different costume.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best. Best in Show.
Welcome!
Just like that, a hearty good morning to you. Welcome to the Sunday morning edition of the Magic Fantasy Cavalcade, known as Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively week in and week out here in a chat room at the very least, but it should be on tpxradio.com. Having some problems with our server this week, so we're just going to be a chat room and podcast event this week. What's this part? Come on. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on a bunch of things. My name is Chris. Our producer, Brian, will not be here this week, so I'm going to be sitting in and failing miserably at it, I'm sure. We've got our buddy Freddie with us.
What up?
Our pal Vito's sitting in with us this week.
Good morning.
Well. And I don't even know how to put into words who the next member of our cast is.
He sounds important.
Listen to the music. It's Keith.
I prefer God.
Sorry.
Or dog.
The bounty hunter?
No, I like when you guys call me dog. Hey, dog. Hey, dog.
Best part of the song.
That's awful.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Best in Show. You know, there's actually someone at my office that I call K-Dog. and I really do. And it's an older woman who doesn't even understand the concept of why I would put dog in her name, and it makes her a little.
She
bit,
doesn't watch American Idol.
I think it makes her a little bit upset.
Oh, it's a girl that you call K-Dog?
A middle-aged woman. I refer to him. Hey, what's up, K-Dog? What's up, K-Dog? Like I'm doing a tribute to the old WCW wrestler Conan. When I'm calling her K-Dog, that's what I'm looking to go for.
Is she Mexican?
No, certainly not.
Is she a wrestler?
Yes, as a matter of fact, she is. She wrestles amateur. I guess before we even start anything on the show today, I just want to go on the record as saying, hey, what am I going to do?
What do you?
That's just a little message to all of my my showmates as the show starts this week. What are you going to do, bro? I'm sorry. What am I going to do?
Oh, at first you just said, what am I going to do? Now there was a sorry in it.
Yeah, well, I don't really say this. I can't even say it. I'm trying to say it. It doesn't come out so easily all the time. But, yeah, I don't know. We had a little interesting week last week. The show ended with some interesting things last week. But who knows? What do I know?
You know, Fonzie couldn't say sorry either.
He couldn't?
No.
That's probably where I stole that from. I steal gimmicks from everyone. Sorry. I steal shticks from everyone, too. So that's it. It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. You can get me at Best in Show Chris. You can get Keith at Best in Show Keith. And that's about all you're going to get during the show today. You can get us on the hotline, 877-744-6405. Or you can join us in the chat room, where I'm hoping is where you've already joined us, because otherwise you're not listening to us, because we can't get our feed going because we changed servers this week. And look, I'm hitting connect over and over again.
Chris, what is actually the apology over? What are you actually apologizing for?
Well, I didn't know if this was something that we were looking to discuss on the air, if you guys wanted to discuss it on the air or not.
Let's do it.
Apparently, after last week's show, and I say apparently as if I'm shocked by it.
Do we want to just let them hear it for themselves, see if that works?
You got to turn that mic way up. You got to turn that mic way up.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
Turn that mic. I honestly got to say, I don't know that it's going to work. So.
Okay, well.
From other places.
Up to the
table.
But
I think that was the problem with today's show.
Okay.
Do you understand my...
No, I understand. I think it was part of a problem. I don't think it was the only problem.
What was the problem?
I think part of the problem is that what you did have and what you brought up, for some reason, a lot of it, and it's not the specific topics because they weren't any different than other topics in the past. For some reason, there was just no... There was no groove.
You can make any topic into anything if you're willing to work with it. Anybody can make any topic be a topic. You could turn it into something. You could find an angle with it and bring up a discussion from it. You can make it happen. When I was focused on whether Denver was going to beat this team, no one made it become anything. And again, I understand and recognize that this was, wait, this is, he has these stupid notes on a page. And that was kind of fun.
I don't know what you're talking about, Denver.
When I was focused on making my football.
Okay.
When I was focused on my football, you went through three of the last four stories that I had. And those three stories could have been turned into something. Instead, they were turned into, wait, what the hell does Chris mean by this? And I worked with it, and we tried to come get something out of it. When I chimed in, we worked with it and said, this is what I really meant by it. And that's what it was. And then it fell flat.
Well, you needed to chime in, though. Right. Because I legitimately had no idea what it meant.
Right. And the point was, if you came with your story that you were going to talk about and knew what it was, you wouldn't have needed me to chime in on it. And understand, I'm being aggressive and angry right
but that's
now.
But that's my point.
Right.
I'm being the jerk right now, because
I want to be the jerk right now, because I want everyone to come to the show ready to rock 2 hours.
You're absolutely right about that.
Personally, I should have more stuff in
hand
and ready to go.
Yeah,
we're gonna do an extra
show
a week.
But do you think that honestly, say, forgetting about the fact that that was all that was brought, is what you brought. Do you think with what you did bring, we worked well with everything? I think we were generally bad overall anyway, and the fact that no one else was prepared made it worse.
Say again?
I think the fact that no one else was prepared made it worse, but I also think that what you did bring, we just didn't work off it for some reason today. There was no natural flow of anything.
Right. And again, not to be the jerk, I feel the natural flow didn't happen because I didn't force a natural flow. When you guys went with the story, it died. When I force a story, I force a story. And again, I know this is maybe a male chicken right now, but I honestly feel like this is just...
Hold on a sec. I desperately wish you would have whittled this down for like the moments.
I'm sorry, I couldn't. I can't edit on here. That's why.
Yeah, you got to get that and actually get that onto like Audacity or something like that. Because from what I heard, there, that guy on that thing doesn't even need to apologize. He sounds like a genius who's got a great idea and he knows what's going on. I guess I mean if it's not obvious enough from what came across over that that message right there at the post show meeting last week, I went on a little tirade and. More or less, where I attacked everyone else on the show and talked about how cool I was. Was the gist of it? What's up?
You should probably turn him down a bit.
Oh, because Keith is now blasting loud because I was trying to make his phone work.
Hello. Yeah.
I think you really owe the apology to Brian because you really lambasted him.
Yeah, I really wish you had the audio of me screaming at Brian saying, "You bring nothing. You bring nothing," like a jerk.
Actually, it went, "Not to be a jerk." And then you turned and faced him and threw your arms in the air and said, "Have you ever brought anything to the show?"
Were those actual words come out of my mouth?
Words.
Oh, man. Yeah, see,
wait, come again?
Yeah, but be more dismissive while people are trying to make points in the conversation. You jerk. I was a little bit tipsy, and I was a little bit heated at the fact that I thought we didn't do a great show. It didn't feel like a good show, and we did it. And it's been
documented that it wasn't a very good show.
Well, it was documented on the message board that it wasn't a good show. Then I finally listened to it 2 days ago. I think it's a fine show. I don't think it's an amazing show. I think last week's show was fine. It was absolutely satisfactory at the very least, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Shooting for the stars, we are.
What makes you go crazy, Chris? Like after the show, you either have it's either an indifferent opinion about the show or it's an enraged opinion about the show. It's never like all right, it was good, and I'll take it as that.
No, absolutely. That's absolutely not true. I've definitely walked out of a show and been okay. You know, that was all right. We did okay today. It was nothing to write home about, but it wasn't awful. I've definitely been that. There have been shows that I don't go the extreme. I don't have to be like, oh, elated that it's the greatest show ever. Or, oh, it's the worst show we've ever done. Last week, I'm not the only person who at the end of that show thought that we did a bad show.
Oh,
right?
Everybody, I'm sure everybody.
Well, that was
did.
Evident. I think that's what I was saying on the recording. That today, just nothing worked out at all. Meaning last week, the nothing worked out at all. I mean, hopefully, I don't listen back ever, so hopefully it's... I'll take your word for it, wasn't that bad.
It really wasn't nearly as bad as we thought. Don't get me wrong, it was much like the much ado about the big fight between Vito and I on the air a couple of weeks back that never actually happened. It was like a feeling in the room type of thing.
Yeah, it was...
As opposed to being something on the air last week. Now that we have Vito in the studio this week, I would totally love to address this.
Yeah, we started talking about it yesterday, but we just decided to save it. What happened was, we were talking about Heroes, because I actually listened back to it yesterday when I called you. We were talking about Heroes and how, like... I was
next topic.
How so. I was explaining that it's basically ripping off another comic book, and you just didn't want to hear that opinion. You were just like, "No, it's great." Blah, blah, blah. And then Keith just out of nowhere just said, "Wow, you're really mean." And that's where it all. I think that it, like I don't even think you were mean throughout the rest of the show, but I think that made us kind of a little more sensitive to it.
Well,
you know?
Because I have a different opinion about a TV show, and I can enjoy a TV show regardless of where it's derivative of, I don't see how that's being a jerk. Maybe I delivered the message a little whimsically, if you will, and you guys took it.
No, it was more probably it was probably more aggressively than whimsically.
I know I'm trying to be a jerk and play it off that.
Wait, I have a recording of that too. Hold on, mate. This one's really fuzzy though. Hold on.
Vito, if you ever effing bring up Heroes again, I'm going to slap you.
Wow. It's a good quality recording. You recorded from the toilet.
Mo.
My favorite part of that whole thing is male chicken.
I could see where Chris could get upset. He takes this very seriously. I mean, this is his job. Every Sunday, he wakes up. Listen, no, you take it seriously. I understand.
I definitely do take
we
it
We get
seriously.
Paid a substantial amount of money to do what we do every week. We're here to do it. And if it doesn't go right, I know you get upset. I can understand.
I get worried that someplace along the lines, that somewhere along the lines, maybe these paychecks are going to get cut off if we stop giving the 125% that our 15 or so, yeah, right, our 6 or so fans that wake up on Sunday morning and listen to us, deserve. There's a risk. I just, you know what? I do put, you know, I mean, we'll make a lot of it and talk about, yeah, whatever, haha, how much we get paid, whatever. I do put a lot into doing this show. I think we all put a lot into doing this show. Last week, when I felt like there could have been more put in by other people when I was not stepping up as much as I usually did, I turned into a psychopath and started screaming at everyone for it. And I was a jerk about it. And it's, you know, screamed at everyone except for Fred, actually.
I know you did. No,
Fred,
there was a point where
Fred could do no wrong.
There was
eyes.
A point where Chris pointed out to everyone. He pointed to Chris. He said, "You bring nothing." He pointed to Brian. He says, "You bring nothing." And then he pointed to me. He says, "You bring nothing." He goes, out of 100%, 70% of the time, I bring something. I bring something 70% of the time. What, say again?
I think he said to you, "You bring nothing," and he said, he pointed to you and said, "You brought two things today." And I was thinking, does that mean, like, good for you? You brought more of these guys, or shame on you? You only brought two things.
I only brought two.
I think it meant both all at the same time. Come on, I was vodka fuel. I was drinking vodka and clam beer.
This is why
I couldn't help.
This is why I think we should at least record the after show and just pretend that there's nothing.
I don't think so. I don't think we should because it works best in that situation.
If we know it's recorded, it's gonna temper the reaction. You're gonna be tempted to perform.
You think? You really
absolutely.
Think?
Absolutely.
That's why I don't do it every week, and that's why I don't. Sometimes I'll just like. I'll wink to you that I'm recording it, but like I don't. You
as
know.
Much as much as it's. As
Why can't we just have one mic in the room and just have a room thing?
Because we know that there's a mic in the room. Then, as much as right now we're being real and we're having a real conversation, we are performing for the air right now at the same time. I may or may not act the same way if I know that I'm being recorded. I may go over the top a little bit further. I may not. I don't know.
If he didn't know we were going out over the air right now, he'd be playing World of Warcraft.
Well, he knew.
And by the way, my favorite thing about it is you give a wink to Fred and a wink to Brian. It's basically the setup, Chris, and listen
no,
to
No, I don't
complain
tell Brian.
Show.
I don't tell Brian.
He doesn't tell Brian. But okay. But you knew that you were being recorded even then. I mean, you know Keith is on his cell phone pretending to talk to
I take the phone out and I put it next to me on the windowsill. The phone needs some air.
You are so not slick at all, Keith, with that cell phone. Well, Keith is like pretending to talk to somebody, but he's not talking. He's just on the phone, like listening to something.
Well, the thing is, every week at the end of the show, we have this meeting, and this week I even said it to him. I was like, "Hey, man, record it. I don't care. Record whatever you want. I got to say what I got to say."
Exactly. But
because I was drunk and on a tirade last week.
I was calling that 1-900 Freddy Krueger line that tells a ghost story.
And then his response was, "Did you hear the one about that nightmare on my street?" It was scary. But
the only person that hasn't gotten drunk and gotten to a tirade here is Keith.
Oh,
I mean, everybody's gotten drunk here and gotten to a tirade.
Well,
and
not a show related one, okay, anyway. Yeah, exactly. He ripped the telephone book.
I think I
wasn't here though.
Same difference.
It wasn't a library.
I was very they're listening. I was very behaved while I was here.
Here's a question for you. Do you think that you got a little more sensitive after Freddie played the thing, you know?
Sensitive, no. Cognizant of how often I say and done, no, that I try to, yes.
No, but I meant not like sensitive, in reference to the tirade at the end of the show.
No, certainly not.
Really? Okay.
The tirade at the end of the show, I mean, like I said it lightly, you know, said it as a joke before in jest that, you know, well, Freddie, you know, he could do no wrong. Freddie really wasn't the person who I was the most
with. I don't mean directed at Freddie. I mean, like, you know, like you just felt like you were, like, bringing all this.
On.
Like, you know, like you were working, doing all this work for it and doing all this and that and the other thing. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, the one thing that somebody brought in made fun of you and it's like, wait, you know.
Absolutely okay. Not. Absolutely not. No, I despite what everyone would have you believe. I have an amazing sense of humor. I think it's fantastic if people make fun of me as much as they want. I think it's great. One of my favorite moments in show history is Chris has to go to rehab. I love that thing. I think that's one of my favorite things going. I have no problem with anyone saying anything about me. That doesn't make me any more sensitive. I'm, you know, if we're going to do anything like this, if there's any sort of plan to try and do this as a career at some point, which who knows if that's even plausible.
Right.
But if there's any thought to do that, you've got to have thick enough skin to not care if people are going to be making fun of you.
Right,
because
right.
Right now, we're doing this for a bunch of our friends. You know, I mean, granted, there are friends that we've made through doing this that don't even know us personally, but they're like our friends at this point. These are people that are going to be buddies of ours. You got to have a thick skin about this, and you can't really care because there are going to be people that hate you. There are going to be people that attack you. As a lot of members of the show actually know right now, there's some people out there that attack us. You know, I personally have gone unscathed at this point for the most part, but that's just because I'm cool. I have no problem though with any of that. I think
if you're on the show and you're not getting made fun of all the time. It's just real. We're just talking about real stuff. Everyone gets made fun of.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
You tell a little something about yourself, and you get made fun of for it. And that's
the beauty of this show. Share that little piece of yourself, and then your closest and dearest friends tear you down about it. Beat you up and kick you while you're down.
Exactly. It's like real life, Chris.
Exactly. Exactly. No, yeah, I have no problem with that. No, last week was what the whole thing was at the end of the show, I felt as if the show didn't move where it was supposed to move, and I felt like it didn't. I contributed to that, but when I wasn't there to move it forward, I felt like no one else did either. So basically what it is every one of us failed last week, but because I was the one that started yelling about it, I somehow became like innocent of it, even though I was just as guilty as everybody else.
Okay, so if you were to give letter grades for everyone's performance last week.
Okay.
Brian.
Keep flaming it, Vito.
If I gave a letter grade for last week on Brian, I'd give him a C, a solid C.
Okay. What about Keith?
I would give Keith a solid C.
What about what about Freddie?
I would give Freddie a solid C.
And Keith, what would you give Chris?
I always give Chris an A for his 150%.
I think no, but if you
but would
if
you would
continue
you
it, I give myself a solid C.
Right,
that's what last week's show was. It wasn't.
You want to give me a D? I didn't come with a costume. I came with a few sounds.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I'm kind of bummed that I didn't have my Halloween game.
C minus.
Screw that. I'm bummed that I get a C. I'm bummed at that. You bummed me out.
I think all of us got a C for last week because
yeah, Vito's right. You're grading on a curve. So if I suck, sorry, buddy.
This is the whole gist behind what I'm trying to say, and I'm trying to understand that as a show, we did not perform last week, and it felt like we didn't perform. And again, when you listen to it after the fact, it wasn't so bad.
Who are you bummed at most? Just be honest. Who are you bummed at most after the show?
Honestly, I'll tell you 100%, swear to God, I got so livid about the fact that Keith wouldn't drink the Clamato. That made me so mad. And I don't know why, because it really didn't take away that much from the show. It was just more of like a thing in my head, like, wow, he's really not willing to do this for us. And that's what it became in my head, because it wasn't like it took away from the show or would have added so much to the show. It was like, wow, he's really not willing to take that step for us right now. And I understand he's a dude that's got food problems.
Maybe it was the fact that I brought that out. Maybe it was the fact that I said, yeah, I know, because I'm sure this is going to take away so much from the show. Because me gagging is going to be great radio.
I don't understand what you mean.
That's what I said to you
last week.
Oh, I see. You're buying time.
I got to say, Vanessa gets an A, though, for her appearance last week.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
But as part of the show, a solid C for Vanessa.
Absolutely.
I can't eat ketchup, mayonnaise, mustard, meatloaf, ham, beans, vinegar, bologna, mushrooms, broccoli, food. I can't eat food. I can't eat food. I can't eat. If not for pizza and plain cheeseburgers, I'd starve to death. I am a monster.
And the truth of the matter is, missing from that song is Clamato-flavored beer that needs to be added to those. Yeah, and again, as far as what it would have done or not done for the show, it wasn't a big deal. But it just made me so mad that he wouldn't take that step. And it's you know.
This is my opinion. I think those meetings should be recorded. I bet all of our fan, all 7 of our fans.
I was going to say, take that teen right off.
7 of our fans would like to hear it recorded. And that's. I'm gonna go pull it out.
You wait to see how this meeting goes today. Why, yes, gentlemen. I think you've done a fine job. Thank you very much. The whole
Vito, could you leave the room?
The whole investigative reporter style of it is why it's great. The fact that it's the hidden cam in Keith's pants.
I mean, it doesn't have to be directly on mic. Like we're talking on mic. It'd just be one thing, recording the room,
But I know that microphone is in the room then.
You always know that there's somebody recording in their pocket every time
I swear to Christ, I challenged Keith, said, hey, record it. And he said, no, I'm not going to. And I thought it wasn't being recorded last week. When he told me about Wednesday night, about what we're going to do for the show this week and stuff, like when we had a little, like, you know, impromptu little show meeting, whatever, he mentioned, oh, by the way, and I got some good recordings of you from time. I'm like, oh, crap, you really recorded that? I swear to God, I did not know
really?
It was recorded.
Well, okay, so to surmise, Chris is a douche.
Yeah.
Everyone else is C's.
No,
but President Bush was a C, so we still got a C.
I'm a C, too. We're all C's. And by the way, Vanessa does not get a C for last week. Vanessa gets bonus extra credit because she wasn't expected to be here last week. So she just gets like an extra answer on the test.
Yeah, no, but Vanessa got an A. But Vanessa, as part of the show, got a C. Because she was dragged down by us. Although, can a C drag an A down to a C?
Come here, drag my C down.
A C and an A walk into a bar.
What happens?
D-I-C.
Oh.
How old are
Kay?
We?
I'm uncomfortable with this whole
thing. You know what? I feel sorry for you, Chris. I feel sorry for you, dog.
Oh, boy.
Where's C dog?
What's going on now? What's what do you feel sorry about?
No, I mean, it wasn't all your fault. I'm sure there was some, I mean, it was alcohol, you know, driven. You didn't really mean it. I don't think you really meant it.
I was, it was in a bad way, and I said some things. And hey, I'm sorry to all you guys about the insulting things I said. And again, like I said, you guys, you all were solid C students. You would have passed. You would have gotten through the semester. There would have been no problems. Everyone except for Vanessa, like I said. Vanessa would have got a little bonus credit.
Hey Donna, I heard that you got an 82 on a test, but then you got 10 bonus points from a jerk named Chris. Where's your report?
Vanessa, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, I'm here with A-plus material.
Excellent, excellent. What's going on?
Well, the results of an extensive global study by the World Cancer Research Fund and the American Cancer Institute are in. And while not shocking to anyone who's been paying any sort of attention at all to the subject of diet and human anatomy, these results may sadden a large portion of the Best in Show staff and audience. You simply cannot eat bacon and expect to be healthy. The international panel of experts reviewed more than 7,000 large-scale studies and spent 5 years developing a report that proved red meat specifically to have an even larger impact than experts anticipated. The report includes a 9-point plan to follow for cancer prevention, which includes the seemingly intuitive suggestions to get regular exercise and lose weight, but also emphasizes that processed meats should be banished from your diet completely. To lower your risk of colon and rectal cancer specifically, your total weekly intake of red meat should not exceed 18 ounces and should not include any bacon, sausage, or lunch meats at all. No amount of processed meat product is considered safe due to carcinogens, which have been linked to smoked meat, and the nitrates and excess salt in processed meat. Every 1.7-ounce serving of processed meat consumed per day increases your chances of colorectal cancer by 21%. To put that in perspective, one Burger King Whopper is 10 ounces of nitrate-rich, high-fat, nutrition-free cancer chow. To add insult to injury, the study also concluded that adults should look to decrease their alcohol intake and their waistlines. The suggested BMI is 21 to 23. For a healthy 6-foot-tall male, that's 162 pounds. Fat in the human body is not just an inert blob we carry around lowering our self-esteem and increasing our desire for elastic waistbands. It is a metabolically active tissue that produces substances in the body that promote the development of cancer. As for alcohol, this increasingly depressing study insists 2 drinks per day tops for men and only 1 for women. Sitting your 200-plus-pound body in front of the television with a summer sausage and a six-pack on a regular basis is simply begging for rectal cancer. Additional demerits if you do not consume the suggested 5 servings per day of actual food, as in mostly plants. Let's repeat. Vegetables are food. Pepperoni is not. French fries do not count as a vegetable. So in the interest of providing quality radio entertainment well into our golden years, I'd like to encourage the staff of Best in Show to make a pact right here and now. Since there's obviously no chance that any of us are going to stop drinking, we, and by this I really mean you, because my multiple decades of vegetarianism put me in the clear, need to swear off processed meats forever. From today on, no bacon, no sausage, no hot dogs, no lunch meats. Who's with me? Concerns about the state of your colons, I'm Vanessa Cheatwood.
I wish we had the cricket sound effect.
I already fried up like a pound of bacon this morning.
Ironically, if you did listen back to last week's show and the week before, for the past 2 weeks, I have been, well, first of all, by the way, Vanessa, fantastic report. Fantastic report as always. But for the past 2 weeks, I've been lamenting on the show a lot pretty publicly about the fact that I think I need to stop eating meat. I'm a tremendous, tremendous fan of meat, and it's delicious and tasty and fantastic, and I love it. But I
do. I listened back when I was away, and I listened back, and I was shocked to hear you talk about thinking that meat was bad, because we've had conversations on the air and off the air about I don't know. I think you said things like that you would eat babies.
Well, I would taste it. I would taste it.
They're not real meat.
It depended on that. Yeah. I mean, I like food. I'm a fat person that likes to eat. And I really, really enjoy the taste of meat. But there is a moral dilemma when it comes to eating meat, in my mind anyways. I mean, I wish Brian was here because he's absolutely polar opposite.
He's for lettuce, though. He's for lettuce.
Yeah, well, yeah, he thinks that lettuce shouldn't be killed. It's wrong. But, yeah, I mean, for that matter, I think Keith is even on that tip, though, too. It's just that Keith eats less of those foods because some of them he thinks are icky.
Well, that's the whole thing is I've been leaning towards this for 5 years now, but I just don't eat anything.
Yeah, see, the leaning for me, like, I'm kind of an extremist, and if it's getting to the point and...
Chris, if you lean on anything, it'll topple right over.
But just so we know, if anyone's interested, if you go in my freezer right now, it is fully stocked. With full vegetarian treats.
And so some Annie's Organic in your...
Yeah, Amy's Organic, I've been eating... that's the only place that you can get, like, frozen Indian food for home. That's why I always had... I like that stuff. I like Indian food. But, I've been leaning towards it, and I think I'm almost ready to take the leap. My problem is, I love close to raw beef. It's one of the most delicious things in the world, and I find it almost like when you at one point in the report you said over 18 ounces a day is too much. Like, I don't think I've had a meal of meat that was less than 18 ounces. That's insanity.
No, it's 18 ounces a week.
Oh, jeez. Vanessa, you don't eat fish or anything? No meat?
Yeah, I eat fish. Okay. I've gone through like a whole bunch of... I mean, I've been a vegetarian since like the mid-80s, so I've gone through like all the different factions of that, you know, like... From vegan to, like, just lacto and, you know, no eggs, yes eggs, fish, no fish. And I've settled eggs. On a place where I think it satisfies all of my feelings about...
And what's
about
that place?
The meat industry.
And what's that place?
It's an all-organic, only good food, and that includes some seafood.
Seafood that you get from the grocery store, or seafood that you buy, you know, that you catch yourself?
Well, I don't go out and catch it now, but it's like trying to pursue the most ethically handled meat products and vegetable products.
What is it in your mind? What makes it less?
If they're from a farm.
No, hold on. What makes fish? Eating fish less ethically repellent than like, say, a non-factory farmed chicken? What's the difference there to you?
It's weighing out for me what the nutrition is versus the product.
Okay, I gotcha.
So, I mean, it's kind of a balance for me. Like, if I was going to go on strict moral and having nothing to do with my own body, then I wouldn't eat any of it.
You'd just be vegan and wouldn't care about it.
Right.
Gotcha. I mean, like, I'm going to start off probably going the ovo-lacto route, because I'm still going to eat cheese and eggs at first.
Are you going to get periods, too, now?
I'm going to try to. But, well, yeah, we're going to see what's going to happen. I don't know.
If I stopped eating cheese, I would die.
No, you wouldn't.
No, because I wouldn't eat anything else if I wasn't eating meat and I couldn't eat cheese.
I think that just eating cheese, you're just going to die anyway. I think there's a little pinhole that's called an aorta in your body right now. That's about it.
But Keith, you don't eat vegetables at all, do you?
Not if I have anything to say about it. Which
really
I do,
problem.
So I don't.
I mean, thinking about it just from a anatomical perspective and having nothing to do with the ethics or the morality... Like, you're not providing your body with any kind of nutrition, you're going to die. Just, I mean, you're not going to live to a ripe old age when you don't consume any food.
Do vegetables, do fruit, does fruit count?
Yes.
Sure.
Oh, I ate a lot of fruit.
And he eats protein. I mean, like, it's in a way that may be, you know, ethically not the right way. But, I mean, he eats meat. He eats beef. You know, you eat chicken, right?
Mm-hmm.
You eat turkey.
But, is that in the form of fast food hamburgers?
Sometimes.
And cold cuts?
by sometimes, he means always. Oh, wait, no, that's right. Sometimes he'll eat a hot dog out of his fridge.
I stopped eating hot dogs.
Is there any way you could find out what you're going to live to if you keep eating just cheese and stuff that you
What's next year?
I think they have those like things online that tell you like based on your lifestyle how long you're going to live. Yeah.
Who do you think here is living the longest? Vito?
Yeah. Vito, out of the four of us right here, is by far the healthiest.
If it wasn't for my pot smoking, I think I'd live more than Vito.
What are you based that on? Chris?
No, dude, your alcoholism is pretty severe too.
What do you base my living?
I think you're somewhat health conscious, even though you don't exercise the way you used to. But like,
I've actually started up again.
Okay, but like, you've been health conscious in your life. You're not a crazy maniac drinker. You'll binge drink, but you don't drink like consistently on a daily basis. You're not a drug user, really. I mean, like, you've, of course, we've all experimented,
dabbled, yeah.
Right? But like, you're not. I mean, I think you're the most healthy, physically healthy person here.
Okay.
And I say physically because I don't care what any of you think. Mental health wise, I think I'm more solid than any of you. No, but
after the last half hour conversation, we know you're not. We know you're not.
Yeah. I would think it's got to be a toss up whether Keith or I will die first. I think it's, you know, I think either one of us could go at any time at this point.
Probably.
I put Fred ahead of Brian because Brian's drinking and
smoking
and partying is a little.
My drinking's not bad as Brian.
Exactly. That's why I say I think so. I think
Chris's drinking isn't as bad as Brian.
No, I beg to differ.
Oh no, I'll go with that. That's a good.
Really? You think?
Could you tell that to Chris's wife?
No, I don't think. Yeah, like I said, I put it as a toss-up between Keith and I, whether we'll die.
You used to say you because you were way ahead of me in weight, but I've totally caught up now.
Yeah, well, I'm still.
I haven't caught up to your weight, but you're also a lot taller than me.
Right on. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. My drinking, I think, compensates for any weight differences that we have.
Fred saw me almost die walking up the stairs just now.
Really? Yeah.
I mean, it was a steep flight of stairs.
And I was holding a bag with two Red Bulls in it.
Okay, so we're going to say that Vito's healthiest. I put Fred right behind him. I put Vanessa right in there, right with Fred, about the same thing. Because she drinks fairly mammoth proportions as well. But I think that's skewing her. Then I'm putting Brian there.
And yeah, I eat a lot of vegetables, though.
Yeah,
me too.
I know you.
Me too.
Yeah, you don't eat 3 tons of vegetables a day. that drinking is going to do something to you. Brian, I put right in there. And the only reason Brian is even not below us is because he's relatively skinny. Because there's too much food in his stomach means less room for drinks.
No,
because
he's a coke problem too.
Whoa.
Oh my god!
Kidding.
Oh my
god! Kidding.
It's not a problem as long as he has a job. No, we shouldn't be doing.
Anyone in that room? Does anyone smoke anymore?
Cigarettes?
No.
Fred
smokes.
Yeah, I've been cutting
but you
down.
You all have.
Yeah, yes. I've had maybe 4 cigarettes in the past 7 years. You know, so I've really quit, like officially stopped being a 2 to 3 pack a day smoker since the year 2000.
I was never a heavy smoker.
I want points for never having smoked ever.
Really? Good for you.
After 5 years, though, that doesn't count anymore. I would go on record as saying I bet you that my lungs are at least. Yeah, I'd say my lungs are healthier than yours. I bet you I have a stronger lung capacity than you do.
There's no way to measure this without
Let's
making...
Let's talk about exercise, too, though. It's 60 minutes of regular exercise, that's 30 minutes of vigorous exercise per day.
I walk down the train steps sometimes.
I walked up the stairs before. That was rough.
I was trying actually maybe about a month or so ago, 2 months ago, I was trying to start running... And after about a week of running, I couldn't walk when I would get to work the next day because my big fat body is too much for my tiny little knees to support, so my knees would just get damaged. And then I was recommended that I should walk for a while until I did it, and then I reminded the person that recommended this to me that I'm actually a male, and I'm never going to walk any place in my life for health purposes.
Does anybody here want a guest pass to Crunch?
For how long?
It's a day pass, but I mean, like, do you want to give it a shot?
I'll go there and I'll sit on a bike for 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, I would love
you gonna
that.
Ride it?
No.
You're going to get a spot in front of the game.
I was going to say, they have TVs in front of the bikes.
I would ride a bike for 2 hours. Yeah, I would love to do that.
There's another way to measure this either, but the amount of stress you have in your life is a huge factor, I think, too, in how long you'll live. But and no one's going to sit and guess who has more stress because it's stupid.
I'll die. I'll die tomorrow,
though. I agree with that. Chris will die.
between home stresses, between financial stresses, and between the fact that my job, which is the place when I'm escaping from my home stresses, that my job is actually maybe the most stressful thing I could imagine.
It's very bad that the place you escape to is the place you're at when I call you and you say, I'm going to kill myself.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like when you're at work, you're shielded from any of your home problems. And when you're at home, you should be shielded from work problems. That doesn't count.
You should
for
be.
Me.
They both boil over.
My phone pretty much rings constantly. Yeah. Something's wrong. My cat's doing something.
Yeah, my job is just unbelievable. There's no solace in my job. If I had a perfect home life, my job alone probably would be enough to kill me.
You know what? These 2 hours, I think, are the only time we're pretty much shielded. Well, you guys, I'm always end up in fights on my cell phone, but.
Hey, Vanessa, I have a question for you. How do you account for heavy-set vegetarians? Because they exist. Like heavy, you know, I don't want to say fat because...
Obese.
Not overweight.
Well, you know what?
Vito's trying to say...
Not to steal her answer, but I think that that's proof that it is food. You know, you don't
Oreo
have to eat meat to
they
eat healthy.
Yeah. Well, chip cookies.
Vito's point is, where on the health scale are you putting people that are fatsos but are vegetarians?
Yeah.
Oh, just that. Well, they're not eating proper nutrition.
True.
So.
And probably not exercising.
They're probably not exercising. I mean, when I was first a vegetarian, it was pretty difficult to go anywhere in 1985 and find food that was good for you and didn't have meat in it. So I.
By the way, in the
French fries quite a bit.
I was eight.
I just want to interrupt for a second. In the chat room, why does Brent throw out instead of the terms that we were using the word chunky? How do you describe a chunky vegetarian?
Big boned.
By the way, chunky vegetarian is my favorite soup. I've been getting that Tuesdays from my pump.
What are their scale, like, you know, as far as, like, life longevity?
A skinny meat eater
You're doing better on cancer, but possibly not better on
like heart disease.
Or
heart attack or a stroke or anything else.
Diabetes.
Oh, man.
This study that I talked about, I mean, specifically links, like processed meat products are absolutely causing cancer, and we have to stop eating them.
Like cold cuts? Cold cuts and stuff?
Yeah, cold cuts and hot dogs and bacon, any kind of processed meat product.
Got pepper turkey and some low-sodium ham today.
Pepperoni, is that the most unhealthy thing you could eat?
No.
Of anything you could eat?
No, you could drink lard if you wanted to.
A baby is.
But, I mean, if food people are actually going to eat, though. Like, nobody's going to drink lard, but...
A summer sausage is probably bad.
I thought pepperoni was the worst.
I don't know. By the way, In the chat room, our buddy Bourgeoisie is talking about the fact that he doesn't eat meat. Bourgeoisie's vegetarian?
I don't think so.
I've seen that dude eat burgers like nobody's business. What's he talking about?
I mean, he might be eating turkey
and
fish.
When was the last time you saw
meat? But a lot of people have different things of vegetarian. Like, vegetarian means no red meat. Vegetarian means no meat at all.
But, okay, I got news for you. I think fish is a meat, so I don't think you're a vegetarian.
Exactly.
Is chicken a red meat, or is chicken...
No, chicken's a white meat.
White meat. And fish is fish, but fish is still meat, so, you know.
Yeah, to me, a real vegetarian is someone that does not eat...
Eggs?
Meat.
And honey, too, or is that a vegan? That's the more vegan.
Honey, oh, well, that honey is really stretching it.
Eggs, I think, are...
Well, eggs, most of... I don't think... If you wanted to strictly not eat things for moral reasons, I don't think you could possibly eat eggs or dairy. Strictly from a moral standpoint.
What was the thing you said this morning about eggs, Chris?
They're delicious.
He said you want scrambled or fried.
I said meat is murder, dairy is rape, and eggs are abortions. That's what I said this morning.
Eggs are meant to be thrown, not eaten.
Eggs are not abortions. They're just menstrual periods.
Oh!
Delicious.
So when you eat eggs, you're earning your red wings.
Exactly.
Sweet.
Wow, you can do an egg commercial with the I Eat the Red song now.
Awesome. Yeah, you know what? Bourgeoisie's throwing it out in the chat room that he has not eaten mammals since he's 20 years old. I had no idea.
Really? I didn't have any idea.
I could have swore that kid ate burgers.
No, I saw him eating a dolphin sandwich like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. But they're 0-7 now, so they don't even count as real mammals at this point.
No, I mean, well, you're listening to the Health Hour here, by the way, on bestinshowbestcareer.com. It's something I've been wrestling with, and I don't care about health. I really don't. I mean, I don't want to say I don't
you
care about health.
You better care about health. Do you want to die before you, right, your right. your girl gets married?
Stop,
come on.
Stop, stop.
What do you mean stop?
I mean stop.
You got to talk. We have to talk about it, because if you don't change your ways, you are on the path to dying young.
Okay. May I now rebut the honorable representative from Pottstown? Can I talk about healthiness?
Absolutely.
I am not looking for any sort of moral barometer of how I should be worrying about how I'm going to live to take care of my kid at any point in my life. Of course, I want to live to be a ripe old age and see my child old, to see my child get older and everything and all that. My point is the bigger dilemma to me with wanting to live a healthier or a meat-free lifestyle, I should say, as opposed to healthier, my meat-free lifestyle, is a moral one. It is not a health one. As a result, I'm sure that if I do things the right way,
you'll get healthy.
My health will benefit as a result. But my point is not my point in not eating meat is not because I want to trim a couple of pounds, you know, because I don't care, man. I'm already the luckiest guy in the world. Like, I got a hot chick that married me. She's not leaving me, even though I'm a fat mess. It doesn't make a difference if I look good or anything like that.
Not what you told me.
Oh, damn it. But yeah, I don't care about that. I don't care about that. My concern is more that my existence requires, the way that my existence is going on, my existence requires that other things are killed so I can go about on my daily basis. And that's pretty ridiculous to me. That's pretty ridiculous, and that's why the morality of still killing a fish—it's stupid. Which, and mind you, I bought cold cuts today. I ate chicken yesterday. I'm not there yet. I want to be there, and I plan to be there soon. I gotta do it.
Next week, Best in Show tackles gun control.
Yeah, you got to be able to control your gun. Use two hands, and they'll have no problem.
No, that one hand side motion.
My gun out all night. No idea where it is. Comes in, sleeps all day.
Whatever. I do what I want.
Awesome.
You got me. You got me excited, Vanessa. You got me sparked. You got me. You got me really okay. thinking. You got me thinking. I appreciate. I appreciate it.
This after show meeting is going to be torture.
Put that steak down.
All right, well, I think everybody should keep a food diary. Everybody should write down what it is that they eat.
Oh, that's
and
a good idea.
Back next week with.
I have no.
Exactly, did you consume?
I have no problem keeping a food diary this week. I don't know if it'll make for great radio.
I think maybe it will.
Well, maybe we'll talk about it next Saturday. We'll all get together, like offline someplace, and talk about it. Maybe we'll post it online, and then we could discuss the finer points of it instead of going meal by meal.
I honestly think if I wrote down my meals. Just like not necessarily
bacon cheeseburger,
not necessarily
then for dinner bacon double
that it's too
cheeseburger.
Much, but how
then for dessert triple bacon cheeseburger. When I woke up in the middle of the night, I had a bacon cheeseburger. Breakfast time, eggs with a bacon cheeseburger.
Well done. I'm not congratulating you. I'm saying that's how I eat it.
You know, yeah. So put it back.
Like things. And then just put, like, check marks next to them, you know? Like,
how many you had.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we could do it that way.
Yeah, I eat oatmeal just about every morning, so.
If I wrote down everything I eat, you'd be horrified.
Well, la-di-da.
If I wrote down everything I eat, it's going to be bean burritos and macaroni. That's about it, with a lot of checks next
and
to it.
And then suddenly, for no apparent reason, ice cream, yodels.
Should we put the drinks that we consume, too?
Absolutely.
Like sodas
Absolutely.
And beers and stuff?
Yeah, totally.
Start it tomorrow. Start it tomorrow, because today's already started, and I'm not going to be able to go back and think about it. Well, actually, you know what? All I ate today was a vegetarian cheeseburger this morning.
I ate bacon today.
Did you have a condiment on it, too? Or did you have, like, ketchup or something?
I had it with cheese. I had it with fat-free cheese, and I had it with ketchup and no pickle.
I think I'm winning. I had two vodka and iced teas.
I've now just about finished my mason jar of vodka and iced tea as well. Yeah, I'm totally with it. Starting tomorrow, let's go Monday to Friday, and we'll talk on Saturday about how we're going to deliver it on next week's show.
Should we weigh ourselves today to see what effect our diet has? Not like looking to lose weight necessarily.
Nah,
but
not yet.
I think just what we eat is going to be gold.
It's good enough. Yeah, I like it.
I'll email it to you so you can read it.
Over under Chris has a case.
100 ounces of meat.
What's that? A case of beer?
Case of beer and 100 ounces of meat.
Wait, a case of beer in a week? I guarantee you I dwarf that. Yeah, okay. I guarantee you I dwarf that.
A case of beer in a week, you said? I thought you meant before the show's over.
I mean, yeah.
Not even thinking about it, every day when I'm leaving the office and going to take my bus home, I drink at least 140, generally two, sometimes three.
Wow.
So that's on a daily. That's on a daily, every single day.
That's big. That's bigger than me. I'll usually have a 22. 24.
Yeah, I have to have a 40 at least at the end of the day, every single day. That's how I could. That's why I
somewhere Vanessa.
I numb the pain.
This is going to be good. Yeah, somewhere Vanessa. It's Vanessa.
No, is somewhere Vanessa's wincing. Somewhere Vanessa is cracking her 40 and saying, "Yeah, I know what you're saying."
Vanessa, by the way, red wine isn't a processed meat, is it? Because that could make things difficult.
I love the idea. No. I think it's great. I think we go with it. I think it's awesome. Vanessa, thank you for making
us. I'm concerned if there's going to be like half a dozen vegetables eaten total amongst all of you.
Oh, really?
I got news for you. I eat a lot of vegetables.
Yeah, Chris does eat a lot of vegetables.
I eat a lot of meat, but I eat a lot of vegetables.
Eating a lot of vegetables.
I love broccoli. I love spinach.
I'm back on spinach again. I love spinach.
Yeah.
You know what the thing that's going to be obscene about me is the amount of cheese that I eat. It's horrifying.
So you're going to say bricks. We want bricks.
One day I bought 2 pounds of yellow American cheese, and within by about 2.5 days, the whole thing was gone.
Oh. You're disgusting.
That's not even cheese. That's just like vegetable oil. Like,
yeah. And it's so good. Hydrogenated.
By cheese, he meant margarine sticks.
I've realized that it's so good if you just inject it.
Oh, God. I love
mainline. All right, you guys.
Thanks, buddy. So good to have you back. So good to have you back. And, a triumphant return. And you got us thinking already, right off the bat.
All right. I'll talk to you guys next week.
See ya.
Word.
I actually just saw Brokeback Mountain. Jake Gyllenhaal's more seductive.
It's Vito. What are you guys talking about?
That Vanessa is great.
Oh, so is that it? That's all we got with that.
That's nice. Good.
Yeah, I'm big, really excited about this whole concept of keeping a food diet.
Especially
with, think about it.
Sorry, with all the meat recalls too. I actually have a thing here that Totino's and Gino's pizza was recalled. Not the rolls, the actual pizzas were recalled because the pepperoni is bad.
Pepperoni's disgusting. Pepperoni, like pizza pepperoni on a frozen pizza, is gross.
Did you ever take it off and look at the oil that pours off of it?
I don't get the pepperoni. It's because the pepperoni, and not because I don't like pepperoni. I'd rather get real pepperoni and put it
on the pizza yourself
pizza after it's done or when it's close.
What if you order a pizza and you feel like pepperoni? You just have them throw it on.
Right? I never order pepperoni for a pizzeria. No. I don't like. I mean, I'm a guy who worked in a pizzeria for years. I don't like pepperoni pizza. It's not a big thing for me. Okay. I'm a mushroom guy. And I'm sorry.
I don't eat mushrooms.
I don't trip, bro.
I'm big on putting my own toppings on my pizza, too. Like, if I want a broccoli, something, I'll just get real broccoli, and when the pizza comes...
Really? And then you'll throw your own topping on?
If I have it. If I have spinach or something like that, I'll throw my own topping on if I haven't. Because it's so much more money. I could get a $10 pie if I get broccoli on. It's like $15 then. I'm not paying $5 for a broccoli.
No, maron.
Maron to me.
You know what the problem is in my life? 75% of the time of me actually looking forward to something, it's looking forward to eating. So if I for moral and healthy reasons, start looking forward to if I start eating stuff like that I'm not going to like, just, I'll be healthier maybe, and I'll feel better about myself, but I'm going to be like miserable in a different way then.
You bring up a real interesting emotional dilemma there, and spiritual dilemma, I guess. What are the things you look forward to more than anything else?
Eating
is more than anything.
Yeah,
eating.
No drugs.
Like
no
TV
drugs
shows.
No.
No drugs.
No drugs. I don't do drugs anymore, and I don't really look forward to alcohol I drink. But
you don't have a craving to do drugs anymore or alcohol? Like, there's nothing...
Well, there's a difference between looking forward to it and remembering something. Like, okay. If he knows he's never going to
do it again. He's not going
to do it. It's different than you in the middle of the afternoon saying, oh, I can't wait to get out of here and have a nice, you know, as you say, a 22 when I'm on the way home. He's not going to say, oh, I can't wait to get home and do this because he's not going to do it anymore. It's a different thing.
Right.
Like a TV show or a movie or doing this stupid show.
So you look forward in your day-to-day life, Keith, eating. That's it.
Yes, very much so.
Really?
Well, not that's it. You know, just getting home in general. This is basically leaving work, and then when I get home from work, eating. And then that's pretty much it.
No sex?
And the next day when I'm on the way... No, I'm married.
I mean, really? There's no sex involved in that? Like, what you crave?
He's a newlywed. He doesn't understand it. He doesn't understand. He thinks
I'm married in February.
I'm married 5 months now.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You've been on this show for five months.
He got married in June. 5 months. June 16th. I know. I've been here way too long.
Wow.
Really, no sex? I crave sex 24/7, 7 hours.
Oh, no.
17
hours. Are we talking about
craving?
Craving and looking forward to are two different things.
No, craving. I mean, looking forward to means you're going to have
it. It's fine. You could throw that in. But, I mean, it's just general. It's regular.
I can't throw that in.
No.
I can't throw that in. Could you throw it in? I could throw it in, of course.
Sweeten the deal. Sweeten the deal.
But I will bang you if...
I think this is my thing. I look forward to... I don't know. Food is big, of course. Food is a necessity. But then pot and sex are very close.
But do you look forward to necessities? Because you know what?
Yes, that's my whole point.
They're going to be there.
Oxygen is a necessity,
exactly.
Too.
I don't look forward to breathing.
I look forward to sleeping. That's all I look
yeah,
forward
that's
to.
That's another one. I look forward to sleeping. These are necessities, and this is the sad state of our lives at this point.
I honestly hate eating because I don't want to think about it. Like, when she was saying all this stuff, to me, in my head, it's like, I don't want to sit here and measure food, you know? Like, because it just, it takes the enjoyment out of it. Like, for you, especially, like you were saying, you look forward to eating.
Yeah.
So, well, like, you know, yeah, but, like, the only thing I actually look forward to is sleeping because I know that, like, you know, it's the end of my day. You
really?
Know, like,
sleeping?
Yeah.
I do look forward to sleeping. I do enjoy a nice, good nap. But I definitely
But what would you rather have, a steak or a piece of pizza, Chris? You'd rather have a steak, of course. So you look forward to something. I mean, there are...
Oh, I'm not suggesting that I don't look forward to food, because I definitely do. I'm just... It's just crazy what things... I'm just, like, looking at, like, from a priority standpoint, what we all look at when we think about.
Basically, my life, aside from, you know, like, my wife and all that stuff, because that's general things, but...
Before you even say another word, should I be getting tissues and getting ready to cry as you're about to say this?
No. Okay, basically, my life, you know, besides looking forward to food, or I look forward to the show every week. Okay. I don't necessarily prep for it, but I look forward to it.
Please cry. Please cry, Keith. Please.
I'll cry sometime for you. Sweet. Basically, all I really look forward to is opening day of the Mets season.
Oh, come on.
Or finding out some kind of Mets news or something.
You don't look forward to doing the show? Be honest.
Yeah, I said I look forward to doing the show.
Keith, can I be honest with you right now?
Yeah, you don't?
I think that you are tired of doing the show. Are you really? Are you tired of doing the show?
Wow. No. No, not at all.
Really? Your heart is still into doing the show?
I've been tired of doing a show in the past, but I'm not tired of
doing
the show.
Which would you rather have, doing the show or a pizza?
Well, it's been proven in the past that we can have both.
It depends where the pizza comes from.
As long as Fred's not vomiting in the room.
In the world we live, there could be internet radio and pizza delivery. All at the same time. They are not mutually exclusive.
Really, your heart's still into the show?
Oh, yeah.
I'm being honest.
My heart was big into the show this week.
Really?
Yeah. My heart was into the show 2 weeks ago.
It was. Right up until you just challenged him now. He's done. He's chiming out now.
Now I have to prove a point. My heart was into the show 2 weeks ago. I actually finished doing the computer stuff I needed to do. I changed my sound card, so I was actually able to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Chris, what do you think? Do you think Keith is still into doing the show?
Absolutely.
Really?
I don't even question that even a little bit. I think at this point you're hoping for more controversy and intrigue.
I'm just being serious.
You believe that his interest has waned?
After during last week's performance, I thought it did. Yes. I thought his heart wasn't into it for some reason.
I mean, I could see that.
It's just my opinion.
I could see that.
Yeah, I didn't.
I set up a big thing and kind of showed up.
He set up a big thing. He didn't come. He had jeans and a t-shirt on. He came with the golden mask. Yeah. Whatever. You were bummed at him.
I'm not saying I wasn't.
You know what? I have no explanation for last week. It's like I was saying after the show. Kind of, and it's ridiculous to say because I'm the one that was planning the whole thing for a month. Mm-hmm. But it sort of caught me by surprise when all of a sudden it was just time and it was Sunday morning and I was like, wow, I didn't do anything.
By the way, in the chat room, there are some people out there that are saying there's some weeks when it seems like Keith doesn't want to be there, and Bourgeoisie recommends that Fred is trying to Jedi Keith right off the show right now. And White S. Brent, even better, who's Keith?
I am not. And he spelled my name wrong.
I'm not trying to do that.
Sorry, who's Kyeth?
Kathy? No, I'm not trying to do that at all. I'm just trying to get a serious. I'm just trying to be real here. That's all. No. You're making fun of me, Chris, but it's a real thing. I'm not trying to.
I'm not making fun. It's all jokes.
You know what's funny?
Okay, Keith, can I ask you something more specific?
You absolutely can.
What don't you like about doing the show?
Want me to walk out so you can?
No. Don't walk out. I would love for you to hear him.
I'm going to kind of need all you guys to walk out. You could stay.
Really, what don't you like about doing the show? Is it just waking up and being here? Is it coming up with stuff? What don't you like about doing it?
I have this issue. I've had it since I was a child. Ever since I was a child and I realized that Sunday was the day before school, I've basically not enjoyed Sunday in a long time.
Even with football?
As I got older and wasn't in school anymore, it was kind of, you know, I got more used to it.
That's not a crazy thing, man. That's a totally common, normal thing that people hate Sundays because Monday is the day right after.
And
that's
now that
really
the fact that I hate my job so much, I really can't get into a Sunday. And last week was strange because I was off Monday, and I specifically took Monday off because the big Halloween show, I wanted to be in a good mood and be able to hang out. I'm pretty much miserable, and when the show ends, I get very depressed.
Oh,
and
God.
Even during the show or in the morning, it's like it's Sunday. No matter what, it's still
I'm
Sunday.
I'm going to grab those tissues.
Freddie, you have
if
your
this
new,
was still,
you have a new song parody right if, there. I don't like Sundays.
That's why if this was a...
Nice. Yeah, Boomtown Rat style. Go for it.
I got a case of the Mondays.
Someone's got a case of the Mondays.
Well,
it's true.
Punch that person in the face.
But it's true, and that's how
Vanessa calls it out, by the way, especially Sunday evening. The 60 Minutes theme song will trigger her.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Sunday night football game is when I realized, oh, crap, I got to go to work.
Sunday
tomorrow.
Night's horribly depressing. Horribly
Sunday
depressing.
Day is terrific. I love it.
Sunday is good.
It feels like today especially, like this morning when I woke up at my regular time and realized it was an hour earlier than I thought it was. Holy crap.
Oh, yeah.
It was like magic. I have something to say to you guys. Boo effing who. Come on. It's Sunday. We're here. We're hanging out. We're having a good time. What is so stressful and depressing about this? You're depressed about this, I mean...
Well, it's not depressed about it, but maybe you weren't listening for the past couple of minutes. No. Tomorrow is the day when you have to go back to work. Okay. So there's a thing there.
Freddie, it's the same thing where it's the 31st or the 30th, and you know you have to pay the rent tomorrow.
I mean, don't you guys think about that, like, before you're going to go to... Yeah. I mean,
Vanessa, in the chat room, the 60 Minutes theme song means it's time to take a bath and go to bed because school is tomorrow is exactly it. That's exactly what it is.
And that's basically how I feel on Sundays.
I don't know why you feel like that. Like in the beginning of Sunday, I don't know why you don't feel like that at the end of the Sunday when it's all done.
And that's where I'm at.
And
Sunday night game is where.
And that was my issue. That's what I started saying. Is that my issue? Is I realized that it's leading to Sunday night, so I end up ruining my whole Sunday. There was a period in my life where I couldn't enjoy Saturday night while I was going to school because tomorrow was Sunday and the next day.
Can
was
I
school.
Ask you a deeper question?
You absolutely can.
What happened at school that made you dread it so much?
I didn't want to be there.
Oh, come on. No one made fun of you.
Are you expecting that it's going to come out that someone touched him during English class?
Well, exactly.
Like, you're looking too far.
No, I didn't like school. I don't like work now. I don't like school. Didn't like school. Don't like work.
See, I understand what you guys are talking about. I don't have it, but I totally understand it because you know what? With my schedule at work, I don't have a regular set schedule, so I don't get that dread. You know, and I loved school when I was a kid. I was a nerd, so I don't know.
Annoyed.
Yeah. I think it's totally unwarranted.
Yeah, I
think it's the whole conversation is crazy. I think Keith is
crazy. Are you kidding me? People love
him. No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying Keith is best in show. Like there isn't a best in show without Keith. Keith is meant to be here, and I think that's the concept of him not wanting to be here. If that actually is true, I'll have no problem dissolving the show tomorrow. But I think that's insanity. I don't think that that's ever the case. I never thought that that was the case, even for a split second.
All right, even when here all day,
even though he didn't drink the Clamato last week, I think that he still loves Best in Show and wants to be here. The dude has it tattooed on his friggin' arm. You know, I mean, look at it that way.
I've zoned out during the show. That's probably what, like, maybe Vanessa or whoever else said.
Would you
it,
be into about. Doing one another show a week? Do you think you could handle that? Is that something that you would want to do or no?
It's. We've been over this off the air. It's work related. It's, you know,
this isn't the place to have this conversation right now. We have an hour of show left. Let's keep it action packed and fun and
if you really want to know
and not schedule related.
If you
well, you know, I'm working Tuesdays till 8, so like I mean it's ridiculous.
Well, hold on. I'm gonna pull out my work schedule.
I'm not asking what day he wants to do.
Oh, look, he's off that day. Look at that.
Well, yeah, but then you got to figure out who's on with that TPX on that day.
Okay. Well, you know what? I asked for this day off. Hold on. I got to call my boss. Give me a second.
Yeah, hold on. Wait. Let me get him on the line.
Sorry, dudes.
So, if you really want to know what I'm honestly thinking, if anyone for that matter, or what they're trying to say, what's really coming out, you should listen to them speak backwards.
What do you mean?
There's something called reverse speech. There's a lot of doctors and psychologists that will study speech backwards to try to get true meaning of what people are saying.
Ooh, your cuff. Ooh, your cuff. Just so you guys know.
You took the whole punchline. So I have some examples of reverse speech. By the way, these are from reversespeech.com, and they're happy to let everyone use them as long as we give them a plug, so it's reversespeech.com.
You should get someone from reversespeech.com to be on the show today.
But then I wouldn't have to be here. Oh, God, I dream of that. That
see
was
what
me
I
talking
mean?
Backwards.
You see what I mean?
I was just noticing he started masturbating as soon as he said not be here. It was weird.
So, okay, I have a few examples of reverse speech if you'd like to hear some. We'll start with... No, that wouldn't be it. Sorry. We'll start with Patty Ramsey, JonBenet's mother, making a little speech. You all know who JonBenet Ramsey is, the girl that was murdered. This is her mother speaking in an interview.
Is it Patty or Patsy?
It is Patsy. You're right.
She's dead. Doesn't make a difference what her name is.
It is true.
We feel like there are at least two people on the face of this earth that know who did this. And that is the killer and someone that person may have confided in.
What she's actually trying to say is... I'm that person. I'm that person that saw the Lonely Vicious scene that night.
So she
get
really
the
did it.
Hell out of here! That's
we
really.
We feel like there are at least two people on the face of this earth that know.
Another example.
I'm gonna have nightmares.
Play that one
monster.
More. Play
you
that,
hear that one again.
More. Just the I'm that person that saw that vicious scene that night. That is insane.
I gotta
me.
Do the whole thing because it's all in one. Hold on, I just put on a song.
Oh, cool. Dude, put on the small faces instead. We'll enjoy it.
We feel like there are at least two people on the face of this earth that know who did this, and that is the killer. And someone
that
person may have confided in.
Why
there
That is crazy, man. That is crazy. I got to be honest with you. I am so psyched that you're doing this for real right now. Because I was planning on it being like your backward voice saying, like, I'd like to eat chocolate, you know?
Jesus.
I don't like dark chocolate.
Wait, did this spurt from from you loving Twin Peaks so much?
My interest in it spurted from that partially. But as a child, I was always obsessed with the backward Stairway to Heaven, which of all things I didn't bring, but I think everyone's probably heard that one by now.
It's kind of gross, by the way, that it spurted. So continue. Please, go to another one. This
I
is
think I meant spurred.
Oh, damn
spurred.
It.
I said spurred.
I wanted it to be sexy.
George Bush was giving a speech. George W. Bush. He was giving a speech.
Today, the federal government Council of Economic Advisors released a report that estimates the bipartisan agreement reached this week can save 300,000 American jobs.
Oh, there's your losers.
but the Senate, they're all first-year losers.
No, play that again. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's not real. By the way, it's being thrown out there that this should have been on the Spooktacular. It's scaring the S out of Vanessa right now. This is really awesome.
Today, the federal government Council of Economic Advisors released a report that estimates the bipartisan agreement reached this week can save 300,000 American jobs.
You can't. And his buddy Donald Rumsfeld is trying to get a message out through his backward speech to George Bush.
Stop every terrorist attack. We know that throughout history. Innocent men, women, and children are going to be killed if terrorists are determined to do it.
Bush, they're warning you. This is the best. I don't know who this guy is. His name is something Graham, not Billy Graham, but he's a preacher. This is by far my favorite.
I'm going to ask that we all bow our heads in prayer. How I bore you?
And this is actually a pretty good one, too.
12 years ago, our country needed new leadership.
Is this Hillary?
Yes.
Americans selected a Democrat who gave us 8 years of peace, prosperity, and promise.
She surely would fit in.
That's pretty good.
No, she's a woman. What a good song.
Waiting for the backwards part.
I'm going to say it ahead of time so you can look for it. Marijuana, the law now will banish us.
White ass Brent in the chat room, by the way.
I'm quite a good girl.
By the way, White Esprit in the chat room was asking if Hillary would fit in with the Republicans.
She sounded very much like Laura Palmer, by the way, during that one.
Yeah, as we're going through this, I mean, I think they're kind of neat. I think it's kind of fun. I think it's a neat little thing to do. But the one that's freaking me out more than anyone is still Patrice O'Neill Ramsey, whatever her name is.
This one's kind of creepy, too. And the backdrop of this one is, I don't even want to bring people down, but this little girl is being interviewed for a reason by a psychologist.
I'm quite a good girl, and I'm quite good at math and English, but not, and science, but I don't know anything else. I'm not telling. I'm quite a good girl, and I'm quite good at math and English, but not telling, and science, but I don't know anything else.
What did she say?
That one bothers the hell out of me.
What did she say?
I'm not telling. That's just her practically saying it forward, I'm not telling.
But what was the psychiatrist interviewing her for?
Let me take my headphones off before you explain.
You can probably guess.
You know what? Honestly, it was referenced as like a troubled child. I was assuming she was molested or something like that. Or they were trying to find out or something. But that one's actually scary. I think that one's scarier than the Patsy Ramsey. But so this just got me thinking about our show in general. And
oh, Jesus.
I got actually, I have tape of Chris talking backwards talking about the show.
Wait, no. Hold on.
He's actually saying.
What was he saying forwards there? I really like you guys.
I'm going to yell later.
I never have to struggle when I want to compliment you guys. But Fred, interestingly enough, you and Zombie were talking last week.
Okay. And let's hear.
First play, they got a flag.
Yeah, the kickoff.
But I think the true homophobia of both you guys came out because, and I may need to read off what was said on this one, because you can clearly be saying, you can clearly hear a zombie saying, "Faggots talked just the other day." And Fred follows up with, "Now faggot up, sir." To which zombie replies, "Well, if you've got a faggot, they'll surf."
Let's hear it.
We'll hear it full speed and then slow.
The first play, they got a flag, so...
Sorry. First play, they got a flag.
Yeah, the kickoff. They got faggot talk. Good night.
Gal faggot up, sir.
Gal faggot up, sir. Faggot talk. Good night.
Gal faggot up, sir.
I had no idea that they surfed. I had no idea.
Yeah. Some other things that happened. Chris was making a comment on scary sounds.
Scary sounds.
Do that one again.
Scary sounds.
But he was actually complimenting me by saying,
"Scary sounds." Nice earrings.
Nice earrings.
Nice earrings. Nice earrings. It's weird because you weren't even wearing it last week.
This is one of my favorites too. Chris told us.
Sorry. Not something I ever recognized that I did.
You know what he doesn't recognize that he does?
What?
Send subliminal messages out when he's speaking backwards.
Not something I ever recognized that I did. Hey, little zombie caravan in the sun.
Hey, little zombie caravan in the sun.
What? Sweet cool guy. Hey, little zombie caravan in the sun. Hey, little zombie caravan in the sun.
I don't really know exactly what that one means, but it's a little disturbing.
By the way, the new, on top of our website right now, that's what it is. Hey, little zombie caravan of the sun is now part of our website. That's my favorite thing ever. Wow. Brilliant.
Let's see what else we got here. There's some disturbing ones.
You liar.
Farm animals. You legitimately don't see the difference between a plant and a cow.
At that point, Chris was, you know, timely considering what we were discussing today, but actually he was trying to get us all to cover his favorite song.
You liar.
Farm animals. You legitimately don't see the difference between a plant and a cow. I can't nail funny snips in her face to this noise. Be eliminated. Nine Inch Nails cover of Louie Louie? What?
I've got it now. I think me, you, and Fred should cover to do our rendition of Louie Louie.
Okay, go again. I can't nail funny snips in her face to this noise. Be eliminated. I can't nail funny snips in her face to this noise. Be eliminated. That's a stretch.
We have Brian.
Because I don't think I want a friend in the band.
Let's see what we got. Brian said,
"Yes, as a matter of fact, I did some work in."
But what he was actually saying is,
"Girl mistaked that guy for Amazon safe."
What about heroin?
That girl mistaked that guy for the opposite sex.
Girl mistaked that guy for Amazon safe. Yes.
And
I thought that girl mistaken him for the opposite size. Is what it sounded like to me.
And the last one, I don't have the forward on this, so I couldn't tell you what was happening on this one. But on this one, I know Chris says "Oh God" twice. I guess if we listen, maybe we could figure out what was going on. But
I wish I knew what he was saying.
Baffling. I couldn't tell you.
The really screwed up part of it is when you play that one, in addition to saying "Oh God" twice, the word "subliminal" is in there.
Yeah. I picked up "subliminal paramecium" if you want to hear it again, but
I'd love to. I love "Oh God" subliminal paramecium.
There you go.
Fantastic work. I don't know what's more disturbing, the faggot surfing or...
Hey, little zombie.
Awesome.
What is that one? Hey, little zombie.
Hey, little zombie, caravan in the sun.
Hold on, I gotta write that down.
You know what's funny? You guys are funnier backward than you are forward.
Is that funny or sad? Or is that sad backwards?
How did you do those, Keith? Like, did you put them on the site or something, or...?
I downloaded the show and I used just like regular audio software to just make it backwards to reverse it.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty sneaky, sis.
That's Four Connect, my favorite backwards game.
Work of Neck.
Rough to Neck.
But seriously, just to at the end, to really, what do you call that thing at the end? To
tie it up?
Tie up a loose end?
At shelf, bookend, just to bookend that. Ouya cuff. Ouya cuff. I'm just saying.
Wait a minute. What does that mean?
Ouya cuff.
Patsy Ramsey died, right?
Yeah. She had cancer.
Because she needed the money, Bob. All right, I thought there was a punchline there. Yeah, she did die. She did die. Good for her.
What a tin.
What a tinuck.
A tinuck.
Just want to throw something else out there since we're talking about it. Since we talked about Patsy Ramsey and her dying and whatnot.
Poor Vanessa.
Also, in death this week, the fabulous Moolah and Robert Goulet.
And,
so sad to see you go.
Porter Wagner. Country music star.
I guess we're starting the show again.
And as well as the woman that managed the Ramones was murdated in her Upper East Side apartment a few
days
ago. Bludgeoned to death. Yes, Linda Stein. She was also a real estate dealer, agent, if you will.
I guess the people who died this week's segment probably isn't the most uplifting one to do, but
she's throwing it out there.
Ironically, as you play this, I watched a Chris Benoit wrestling match last night. I watched him versus Diamond Dallas Page from WCW Thunder.
For president.
Diamond Dallas Page for president.
Bang.
Yeah, so Robert Goulet and the Fabulous Moolah. Why was Robert Goulet famous?
What's the Fabulous Moolah?
The best thing Robert Goulet ever did was 2 months before he died. There's this
the Walmart commercial?
Yes. Where they say if you fall asleep in your office, Robert Goulet comes around and messes up your things.
Yeah. But why was he like he was a singer?
He was
like
a famous Broadway singer, and
He did Broadway. Because I didn't really know him from doing anything.
Lounge singer.
Yeah, so. and then he started like recording his own music. He did like a lot of the telethons and stuff too.
You might actually know him from that Howard Stern thing that he did. They did the Vinnie Favalli song, and he actually covered that Vinnie Favalli
song. Yeah,
yeah.
But that's not like I knew him before that. Like I knew I was supposed to know who Robert Goulet was before that. And I don't know why I know who Robert Goulet
like
was.
You know Wayne Newton. That's how you're supposed to know Robert Goulet. It's the
yeah,
same
and
deal.
I don't really know why I know Wayne Newton. That's my point.
Lounge singer.
Doc is Shane. You know that song.
Yeah. I knew it from Ferris Bueller. It was great.
Do you know who Kevin Rudd is, by the way? Not Paul Rudd from Clueless.
I thought I was going to give a big tribute to the Fabulous Moolah.
Oh, I didn't know you were doing that.
No.
I saw you cross something out. I thought you were moving on. Wait, you want me to read from that book?
Yeah. It says Fabulous Moolah, 84.
You want to announce him? You want to announce him? Let's go. Come on, announce him. Announce the Here we go.
Into the pearly gates.
By the way, it would be so much better if there was vodka in this room right now.
I'll go get you some.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the ringside at this time, weighing in at 6 pounds. She is the former WWF Women's Champion. She is the Fabulous Moolah. See, I figure 6 pounds because she's like, you know,
dead
dust now.
Should have announced her as coming into heaven.
Oh, you know what?
Do Goulet, do Goulet, do it again.
St. Peter, St. Peter.
Okay, no. Robert Goulet, Robert Goulet. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the pearly gates at this time. You know him, you love him, from such things as that peanut commercial. And apparently he sang too. Weighing in at just about 9 pounds, he is a guy with a mustache from a commercial. Robert Goulet.
Man,
I think awesome. That's the new bit.
When Keith said last week you should be off the show, I disagree with him totally.
Wait a minute.
awesome. Man.
I just want Ricky the Dragon Steamboat to be on the show just once. That would be my dream. If we ever can get Ricky Steamboat on the show, I'm just putting this out there to anybody that listens to the show that maybe is friends with Ricky Steamboat, give him the number, 877-744-6405. And he called the Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on TPX Radio. Oh, wait, no, we're not. We're just in the chat room. He could also get us... He could also get us on the instant messenger, Best in Show Chris or Best in Show Keith this week and this week only.
You know, in that tirade of ums, there's... At one point, he says, "Cuh." What? Every time I hear
He's
that,
all over the place. He's all over the place. It's great.
When you're a guy that's going to just constantly talk and talk and rant and rave and not shut up, you're going to get a lot of nonsense in there.
It's true. That's true.
There are a couple of pearls of wisdom, like that time when I said something about eating a sandwich tastes good. But other than that, like there's going to be some extra nonsense in there. Talking about extra nonsense, let's talk sports, bro. Let's talk sports. Let's get it out there. Let's just put it out there to put this baseball season behind us.
Sports. What's up with that?
Much to our partner Keith's chagrin. With iced tea in it. Delicious. Much to our partner Keith's chagrin, the Boston Red Sox this week swept and won the World Championship of Baseball, not the Colorado Rockies, as I believe he previously said.
I think he
Did you say that the Rockies were going to win it all, or you just said they were going to be in the World Series?
They were going to win the National League and go to the World Series.
Okay, so who did you say was going to win? Did you
say
the Red Sox?
Yankees versus Rockies. I didn't say who was.
Did you say the Red Sox were going to sweep in four games?
Yes, I did.
If you played it backwards?
I said they were going to do that in St. Louis 2 years ago.
Awesome. So that's what.
Can I talk about baseball for a second?
Yeah. Well, this is we're tying up our ends here. We're not going to talk about baseball again until at least next week.
Oh, okay. So you purposely waited until I left the room so you could get it done quick.
Obviously.
I just have a message to Met fans. First of all,
Alex Rodriguez won't be on the team.
No. To any Met fan that says they don't want Alex Rodriguez, if you tell me you don't want Alex Rodriguez because you don't want to tie up that much money in him, that's fine. I could accept that, I guess.
Where does he fit?
If you don't want Alex Rodriguez because he was a Yankee, stop being silly. He's the best player in baseball. He was never accepted by the team or their fans. He's not a Yankee in any way. That's number one. Number two, and this ties into what you're saying, where does he fit? A lot of Met fans are saying, well, on message boards, on like MySpace Met pages, well...
Wait, Keith, are you out of breath? Calm down here.
He walked into the other room. What are you kidding me?
You saw me go back and forth twice, right? Before you launched this attack on me? Okay, that's a lot of Met fans.
I really wish I was still doing announces. I just want to be announcing the whole show.
You want to do that while I talk?
No.
Any Met fan?
Ladies and gentlemen, now talking about the Mets. Weighing in at 698 pounds, 1,400 kilos. Sorry.
But to say that, well, we don't want Alex Rodriguez because we already have a shortstop. Let's concentrate on getting Johan Santana. Do you honestly think you're getting Johan Santana without trading Jose Reyes to the Twins? That's the problem with New York fans. They think, like, let's take, like, Lasting's millage. Let's take any two throwaways and trade him to the Twins for the best pitcher in baseball.
So you think that Reyes is going away?
I would sign on right now whether we got Alex Rodriguez or not Reyes for Santana in a heartbeat.
I'm not suggesting that that's not the case.
Do I think it's going to happen?
No,
not very likely.
I don't think Santana's going to happen. That's what I'm saying. So, assuming that Santana for Reyes does not happen.
Reyes has moved to second base and done fine there in the past when we got Kaz Matsui. Kaz Matsui was the problem.
Did fine?
He was learning the position. The reason there was so much negativity on it is because Kaz Matsui was making
was
errors
horrible.
Left
was
and
horrible, right.
And it was like, well, why is Reyes even struggling?
Right.
If you can fit Alex Rodriguez into your infield by moving Jose Reyes to second, you do it. I don't like the idea of him getting $350 million for 10 years either, necessarily.
I'm not really concerned with any of that. I'm not talking about the finances of it. I'm talking straight on the team. Where does he fit into that team?
You
get rid of Reyes? Or you move Reyes?
I would move Reyes if possible, but if I could get rid of Reyes and get Santana.
I don't think well, you're not going to, that's not going to happen.
You would, yeah, because it's not just going to be Reyes. It's going to be Reyes and John Main and whoever else, you know.
And David Wright.
Mike Piazza.
Obviously.
1998 Mike Piazza.
Gary Carter.
And Mookie Wilson. I think he fits on the team. I just don't see it happen. He's going to be an angel. He's going to be an angel. It's not even a question about
an angel now.
He's not an angel.
Ooh, you're an angel.
I have an interview of Alex Rodriguez talking. Wait, hold on. Let me see.
I'm Robin Yankees.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, I have my hand on Gita's butt. By the way, the Toledo Mudhens minor league team, Hank Steinbrenner made a comment, a disparaging remark about them, just off the cuff said, well, what does Alex Rodriguez want to do? Does he want to play for a team like the Yankees or the Toledo Mudhens? They're a minor league team for the Detroit Tigers. So the Toledo Mudhens owners officially offered Alex Rodriguez a contract for something like $1,000 a year. And in the letter they sent to him, they said, would you mind changing positions? We already have a shortstop and a third baseman.
He's playing left out.
Since you're, as long as you're bringing up Hank Steinbrenner, let's talk about the Yankees' debacle of what's going on. And I don't know why it's a debacle to me, or a debacle for that matter. But actually, not even anything of the sort. It was just me trying to force words in. Don Mattingly, see you later.
Is he going to LA?
Joe Girardi, what's up, buddy?
I think Don Mattingly, is he going with Joe Torre? Have you heard anything?
The rumor is he's probably going to. It's nothing is official. He's officially said he will not work for the Yankees organization with Joe Girardi as the coach, with him not as the coach. So Joe Torre now a Dodger. I would assume that Don Mattingly will follow in the footsteps and go to the other coast. It has been officially said that, when his agent was asked what. Would he consider taking on some sort of consulting position with the Yankees at this point underneath Joe Girardi? And his response was, that's an interesting question. We might consider it at some point, but no time soon.
Oof.
So Don Mattingly, Donnie Baseball, nothing to do with the New York.
That's big for Yankees to see, though. You don't want to see Don Mattingly in an L.A. jersey if you're a Yankee
fan. Never played a game for any team.
Any other team than the
Yankees. Didn't he play in Japan?
No. Did he really?
I thought he did.
Donnie Baseball played in Japan?
Not that I know of.
Maybe before the Yankees, but...
No, not before. Like, after.
After the only Yankee I remember going to Japan was Cecil Fielder.
Huh. I call him Cecil myself, but...
And Chili Davis, I think, too. But he wasn't really a Yankee. He came on for half a season, I think.
I thought they just went there for World War I. I didn't think they were actually... I didn't think they were actually there to play baseball.
They went there to save dolphins with the girl from Heroes.
They went there to throw a bomb. Throw a couple of bombs. Not hit them.
Oh, but Kevin Rudd, for the record, is...
This is what you were trying to say like a half hour ago?
I think I even left before I finished.
I interrupted to say something stupid about the Fabulous
So I left. I left to go drink. Kevin Rudd is, I believe he's running for Prime Minister of Australia. I'm not 100% sure because any story I find isn't clear.
Of Australia?
Yes.
Oh, man, I got a story about Australia.
But he's a member of the House of Representatives, and as he was listening to a question... he didn't realize a camera was on him, so he picked his ear and ate the wax.
Ew.
And now it's all over YouTube and all over the internet and all over the world as this guy's running for office.
Did that clear up his hearing? I mean, did it work?
His quote was, I'm really...
His quote was, what? I can't hear you. Let me eat this first.
Is he from Australia?
Yes.
I understand.
All of us in public and private life, I'm sure, wish our behavior to be more ideal. But I'm really pleased that I got on Jay Leno.
Oh, man.
I could understand licking your finger first before sticking it in your ear.
But
to
not vice
your
versa.
Ear, but not eating something that comes out of you.
Ooh. There was a game. If anyone could possibly get footage of an entire playoff game, it was the Yankees and the Indians. It was the game with all the bugs. I don't know if you guys remember that, where the day there was like mosquitoes swarming. Yeah,
months. Game six.
I'm sitting there watching the game, and there's a guy sitting in the stands, and he's picking his beard, and he picks his beard, rips a hair off, and eats it on national TV in front of the world.
What was that picture you posted this week?
What was it of?
It was like a guy like you know what I'm talking about?
It was Jorge Posada going into the stands at Yankee Stadium to catch a ball, and this guy turning into a mutant to get away from it with this ridiculous save me face.
See, was that guy legitimately scared, or was that... I thought that guy was making fun.
I think he was legitimately scared. I don't know.
I'm totally...
How did you find that? Like, what did you look up to?
Stumble Upon. If you're not aware of the world of Stumble Upon, then that's how I find things. Thanks to my lovely wife, who's...
Your wife's sister sends me those.
Okay.
I'm totally gnarled out thinking about eating earwax right now.
I'm telling you, but speaking of Australia, there was a 66-year-old man on Wednesday, actually, it was actually Halloween, named Ken Proctor. He was beaten to death by a 35-year-old man named Todd Munter. Because Todd Munter walked over to his house
this guy, 66-year-old Ken Proctor, he was watering his lawn, and his neighbor, Todd Munter, came over to him and said, you shouldn't be watering your lawn because Sydney, Australia, they have a strict water regulation. And they started getting into an argument. The 66-year-old guy squirted the 36-year-old man in the face with his hose. Nice. The 36-year-old man then began to beat the guy to death, 66-year-old man to death in Australia. And when the cops came and arrested him, he found out by the cops that actually Ken Proctor was watering his lawn on the right day. He was actually wrong about the day that he should be... Munter was wrong about the day Proctor should be watering his lawn and killed them unbeknownst.
Chris, do you want to announce Proctor into heaven?
Well, here's the... I don't think that... I don't think that the problem is the fact that he was watering on the right or wrong day. That started. The guy obviously had another problem going on there, and the fact is that he squirted him with water.
Well, they
self-defense, bro. He sprayed him down. What
they
is he going
to
do?
They fought about the actual times that they should be watering, and when he thought he was right, he sprinkled him with water.
Do you know what that's
and
like?
And that's the problem.
He gave him a bath. Should giving a bath, giving someone a bath be...
Well, see, that's wasting water right there.
Giving someone a bath against their will is rape. It's more of rape than
well,
an
I think is. He should have taken the hose and sprayed the guy in the face back, you know, and then wrapped it around his neck and killed him with it.
Well, that's what he practiced.
And then tied the hose to the back of his car and drove 46 miles with him on there.
Could you imagine
into a volcano?
Could you imagine meeting Todd Munter and killing a guy and then going to the cop car and the cop asks you why you killed the guy?
He squirted me. He squirted me. What do you want me to do?
He probably didn't even say that. He probably said he was watering on the wrong day, and the cop said no, he's watering on the right day.
I don't think the issue here is the wrong day, right day of the watering. I think the thing is he squirted him.
No.
He squirted me, bro. My chick was there. Messed up my hair and everything. Squirted me.
Australians don't talk like that.
Oi! Oi, you squirting me.
Good day, mate. Crikey, I got sprayed me hair, dude.
That's not a hose. This is my fist.
That's not a hose. Here's your death certificate.
You know what that's like? That's like killing somebody over alternate street parking.
That's exactly it.
That's happened.
I got news for you.
We'll say that's happened.
I challenge you to park in front of my house on the wrong day. That's all I'll say. I got the Brooklyn mentality. Your tires will feel it.
Your tires.
What am I saying? I'm just saying, you know?
Your tires.
Minka. Yo, speaking of Italians, Don Vito this week found guilty of touching little girls.
Is that the Bam Margera?
Really?
Bam Margera's uncle. His actual name is, I think, is like Vince Margera. Yeah.
Is he the guy that said, just kill me now, when they sentenced him?
Yeah.
They didn't sentence him. They've found him guilty this week. His sentencing is in like another couple of weeks. But he's guilty of molestation of these two girls because he touched their butts, I think, when they were walking by.
Good for him.
But yeah, so Dunphy, and then he threw himself on the floor in the courtroom and screamed, just kill me now, when he realized that he's going to wind up going to jail probably for 10 years for pinching a girl's butt.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Smart guy.
Speaking of jail, did you hear about this Big Brother thing in Africa that's happening?
No.
Guy on Big Brother Africa raped a girl on camera.
Oh, these reality shows are going too far now.
Raped a girl on camera. And now the 24-year-old Richard Bazu Denhart from Tanzania raped Ofanika Malakwai.
And now neither of them can run in the marathon today.
You know about the Big Brother that you could watch it live on the internet?
Yes, they have the live feeds.
Million people watched everyone drink all night until they vomited, and then they saw this guy Richard put his hands down Ofanika's pants for about 15 minutes, and after that, when somebody pulled him off him, a roommate pulled him off him, he went to another room and started sniffing his fingers, and was questioned by the roommates, "Why'd you do this?" He said, "Well, this is Africa."
What?
And he's actually, he's the favorite to win. He's the favorite to win in Big Brother.
I wouldn't think any more that he's going to be the favorite to win, right?
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying. And they're saying that this girl's going to have the biggest lawsuit ever.
Yeah, as well she should. He's caught guilty. By the way, speaking of This Is Africa, I watched This Is England this week on the recommendations on the message board. Really not that good of a movie.
So wait, this is England? They were in Africa?
It's Big Brother Africa.
What, like, but they're from Africa? And
they're all from Africa. Everyone of the contestants are from Africa.
Africa.
You know what else is from Africa? I found out this week that the AIDS virus was brought to the United States from a man from Haiti in 1969, and apparently it was brought to Haiti in 1963 from Africa. I don't think they know the actual guy that brought it.
In my sophomore year during global studies class, my friend Mike, who's, I'm not going to say his name, but this guy Mike in class actually said that AIDS was caused by dudes effing chickens and S.
No, monkeys.
In the middle. But it's just, to me, I'll always remember it, that it was in the middle of class, like to the teacher. He was saying, yeah, I heard that AIDS started from like dudes effing chickens and S. Like, what?
I have an almost a similar story. It's not as funny what he said, but I remember a kid in my class in my high school, this was before I moved to Staten Island at South Shore High School in Brooklyn, said, well, didn't AIDS come from guys from Africa having sex with monkeys and bringing it here? And this dude that sat in front of him was offended, I guess, took it as, you know, a racial slur, so he picked up a desk and hit him with it.
Ooh, boy.
AIDS came from there. Your death came from a desk.
By the way, side note, won't say his name, dude that hit him with the desk, life imprisonment 2 years later for murdering somebody.
Really?
A few years later.
But he didn't mean
in
it.
In high school.
2 years later. Yeah, he definitely wasn't past high school age when he killed someone.
Wow.
Yeah, and then 2 years later, it apparently had something to do with the guy that he killed was questioning the cause of herpes. And that was the whole point.
This was a Staten Islander?
This is in Brooklyn.
Didn't he kill a guy that, you know, squirted him in the face for, like, watering
He would lawn? Have, I'm sure. Yeah, I didn't like that dude. He used to walk around with 15 other dudes asking the white kids for a dollar. That's why I lived 3 minutes from the school, and it used to take me 18 minutes to get there. I had to walk through Chris's whole neighborhood to get there, and that wasn't much better.
You know, going back to the screwed up guy with the hose and whatever, who killed somebody for squirting them down. There was another amazing murder this week in I don't even know where it was. Someplace in England. I think it was in Essex. Some guy named Damien Muir was out, and he was out in front of his house, and a guy went over to him and said, "Hey, what time is it?" His response was, "How the F do I know?" He was then choked and stabbed to death minutes later for not having an idea of what time it was.
Wait, hold on. So everyone in this story is insane. Because my thing was that the guy that answered, "How the F do I know," is the guy that then killed the guy for asking him.
No.
So that guy had a ridiculous answer.
And his response, the response was that he was killed for having a ridiculous answer. But you just shook your head like, well, I get it. I understand why.
If somebody asked me what time it is, I'm saying, I'm sorry, I don't know. I would never be killed for that.
Just guess. Why don't you just guess? 2:30, 17:30. How about 15?
I don't think the problem was that the guy didn't have.
What time is it? 15.
15. Just do a number. A million and a half.
What time is it? Triangle.
And just keep walking.
A third of. Wait, it's a third of or a third after?
Fourth and two.
I understand, but you know what? He was a jerk for saying it that way. His response should have been, I don't know. It would have been over. The guy'd be alive today.
No, if he said 15, he would still be alive today.
Or even if he said, I don't know, he'd be alive. He said, how the F do I know? And some guy, what's his name here? Darby Gavin.
Guilty.
Yeah, he should be guilty. He's guilty of a lot of things. You're looking to his past. But Darby Gavin was the guy who couldn't take the fact that he didn't effing know what time it was, so he killed him. Darby, by the way, was out of his house trying to find his girlfriend. And the mother of his child, who went out to buy cigarettes and then never returned back home. Turns out she actually went to a party with some friends that she bumped into while she was buying cigarettes. And he was annoyed that he was left home watching the 10-month-old daughter that they had together. Actually, I don't know if it was a daughter or son, but the 10-month-old child that they had at home. So mad, in fact, that when he went out to go look at her, he left that 10-month-old sitting at home to go out and kill some guy for not knowing what time it was.
Whoa.
They get I want to say Darby Gavin. He gets nominated for my favorite person of the week. He's the coolest guy.
As a child, Darby Gavin once asked a cat what time it was, and it said meow, and he killed it.
Wait,
did you see the way that he said meow? Though
I actually have. Wait, hold on. Let me get it. I actually have video of Darby Gavin's confession to the police.
I'm going
to
see that on the.
Well, video. This is played backwards, though. Hold on. I can't afford a watch.
Wow.
What happened, buddy? Why are you holding your wrist in pain? Are you trying to, as you said, crack the nut open on your hand?
No, my left wrist all of a sudden just started having real serious pain. I've been pulling on it trying to help it.
Oh, God.
It doesn't help.
Anyone that put money on me going first, now's your time to opt out.
Is that the left arm?
Yeah, my left hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wait, my heart's on the other side of that, right? Damn it. So I've been talking about magical legal issues. This week, Judge Michael Schull. Michael Schull? He's from someplace. He's a terrific judge. What? It's a story. It's a news story.
The good judges segment of the week.
He was you get disbarred when you get your judge stuff taken away, or is that when you get
that's a lawyer?
Disbarred, disbarred is you lose your law license.
You get
he you lose your judgeship.
Something from the bench.
He got dis super barred, I think is what
debenched?
It is.
Something like that. I really don't remember the word.
But this week it happened to him after a couple of different reports came in on him that he decided a custody for the holidays thing in a family court, like a custody of a child for a family, by flipping a coin in court. And when a woman claimed that she was stabbed in her leg, his response was to tell her to drop her pants. I want to see the scar in court. She actually did oblige and show the scar. Then after the fact, he apparently told a bailiff, "You see those panties that she was wearing? Kind of hot, right?"
So in front of the lady?
No. After the fact. In privately.
Judge's chambers?
It was him and Bull sitting in the courtroom in his chambers together. They discussed it.
If that was the case, he could have just made her panties disappear, huh? Or hey, look what I got here.
Bull.
I mean, seriously, you expect that from John Larroquette, but you wouldn't expect it from Judge Harry Stone.
He asked Roz if she saw the panties.
What was
Fielding? John Larroquette? Dan Fielding.
You expect that kind of behavior from Dan Fielding.
Remember Mac?
Mac who?
Mac was the guy who replaced... somebody, right?
He was the court stenographer or something.
He was married to the Japanese woman.
You were talking about magic before, Chris?
Yeah, I talk about it all the time.
The new technology has been unveiled by the Ministry of Defense. They have finally made a tank invisible. Tanks are going to be invisible by the year 2012. Yeah,
stupid.
In secret test trials, it worked. They used cameras and projectors to beam images of the surrounding area and actually made a tank invisible.
I'll tell you why I don't believe. Go ahead, Vito.
I was going to say, didn't they make it invisible by blinding their enemy?
They made the...
They made a tank invisible, but asked by the onlookers whose heads were just taken off, none of them could say that they saw the tank.
English professor Sir John Pendry has created it.
That's who did it? Yep. See, I don't think they can make a dime invisible, let alone a tank.
They actually show a picture of it.
But they didn't make it invisible. It hid behind a projection screen. Behind it.
Well, they're going to use it in war.
That's not making it invisible. That's like me saying, like, oh, look, I'm making myself invisible, and I throw a blanket over my head because you can't see me. I'm invisible. Could you guys see me?
I may not know you're here.
There's actual test trials done. There's a guy that said the tank was 10 feet in front of him, the barrel pointing in his head, on his head. He could not see it.
Isn't that the concept of camouflage?
Exactly.
Yeah, camouflage. It was camouflaged. It was not invisible.
Invisible to the human
eye. If you give me some invisibility spray and spray it on me, some invisibility spray, well, you can't see me. Well, I'll be with it.
That's my next question. What would you do if you were invisible? Because now they're doing tanks, they're going to soon have clothes and cloaks. I'd go
immediately to the nearest women's restroom and just sit there for hours.
Is that what you would do, Chris?
Smoking a cigarette.
I do that anyway. Why, you want them to be freaked out by the smoke and the cigarette?
The smell,
hovering in the air.
What, that wouldn't be invisible too? As long as I was holding it, I thought it's invisible.
It's anything in your possession invisible?
Obviously. If it's not everything in my possession, then they'd see my pants and shirt.
So you would use your...
So I'd have to be nude?
So Chris would use his invisibility for evil. That's what we know.
That's not evil.
That's evil, looking at girls naked in the
bathroom.
He'll
feel so great when he sees them.
Whoa.
That's evil, dude.
Whoa. When did I say I was looking at girls? I said
you were going to be in a girl's bathroom.
I was
going
to go to a ladies' restroom and smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, exactly. Looking at girls, going to the
bathroom.
I've
never been in a ladies' restroom before. It looks like a nice, comfortable place to enjoy a cigarette.
He's going
to
film a movie. Two girls, one cup, one invisible guy.
Yes, speaking of being invisible, what is this two girls, one cup thing? I've never seen it. What is this thing?
I'll just watch it.
Let me see it. I'd love to watch it. I couldn't find it.
I refuse.
Could I watch
it? I refuse to watch it on the show. I will let the tape roll at the end of the show and record your response to it.
Could you record my reaction just looking at it?
Absolutely.
But why won't you do it on the
air? I will not do it on the air because it's been done by every other radio show.
Oh,
that's why. This is an Opie and Anthony bit. I'm not going to just blatantly steal their bit. If you want to do it privately, we'll do it and we'll let people hear it if they want. But
just what is it? What is
and you have if you have a ridiculous overreaction like everyone else on the Opie and Anthony show did, then
you won't.
Yeah, it doesn't help to explain it.
White Ass Brent is actually putting the link up to it in the room. It's a terrific magical thing. We'll look at it afterwards. TwoGirlsOneCup.com. Check it out.
What would you do if you were invisible, Freddie?
What I would do? I don't know. I think I would steal money.
I think that would be the first thing I did.
So you would do it for evil too. So
I just saw right now that White, as Brent said, that AIDS patient zero is a dude from Canada that effed green monkeys.
What's green monkeys? What is a green monkey?
They're a little under the weather.
I would do it. I would definitely use my invisibility for evil. Definitely.
See, here's what I would do. I would sneak into the White House and like just tape recording, you know, like different conversations or whatever, to try to get like, you know, like,
you try to be the hero.
I don't think
Vito would be the hero.
I don't think you're going to get into the White House just because you're invisible. There's going to be motion detectors there.
They know about invisibility. They just made a tank invisible.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work. Invisibility is like. Like, you got to be reasonable. You're not going to be able to scale fences and get into the White House.
You have to be reasonable. You have to sit in a girl's bathroom and watch girls go to the bathroom.
I said I was going to smoke a cigarette.
Why can't you do that in the boys' bathroom?
I've been
you
there.
You can smoke a cigarette in your house when you're invisible.
But
you got to go to the girl's bathroom.
I want to do something different because I'm invisible.
Forget about being invisible. Is there some kind of invisible camera we could put in the toilet?
So you don't have to see what you just did?
I've tried.
So we can just see Chris visible smoking? Just sitting in the bathroom just smoking.
Oh, and a bunch of girls crowding.
I just love the idea that you tried in your own house.
I wanted to see what I look like from down there.
But you knew about it immediately?
Yeah. Hey, wait, I see that.
Oh, my God. I worked with someone that wouldn't use the bathroom. She would not use the bathroom because she was convinced that every company has cameras in the bathroom.
Well, that's because she worked for Chuck Berry.
And
like
your office started to stink after a week.
She worked for Chuck Berry, apparently, before she started working with you guys.
Chuck Berry, poor guy. Just wanted to sell some videos.
This is really uncomfortable.
Andy Reid's sons are drug addict criminals.
Yeah.
Next.
Makes him a bad person.
Who's Andy Reid?
The coach of the Philadelphia
Stop
Eagles.
It.
I don't know who
Who's
Andy
Reid?
I don't know who Andy Reid is. I'm not a loser football dude.
Wait, hold on.
That knows everybody.
Wait, hold on. Your man privileges have just been revoked. You don't know who a coach of
when you say Andy Reid, then I know what he looks like. He has the mustache, he's fat, he's white, he always wears a jacket and a hat. I know who Andy Reid is. I'm not going to know his name you do. Name and stats. Andy Reid, played for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Never
Blazzy
seen
blood. Played for the Seahawks. Blazzy blood. Coach for the Seahawks. Blazzy. So, you know so his no, whole
come
thing.
Come on, Holgren. You got him confused.
You know his whole thing.
Both his sons.
I wish I had a video of your
it's
face.
It's like having a garbage pail kid. The Andy Reid. We collect garbage pail kits.
Both
guy.
Of his sons were sentenced.
By the way, he never wore a hat ever in his life.
For drug crimes, but his son Garrett actually smuggled 89 pills in his rectum into the jail cell.
How do you eat them after the fact? Like, ew, you want your duty pills? I don't care what the high is that you're getting from it. The duty pill.
I guess
now.
Sober in jail, duty pills, you know?
You know, all right, I'll take a duty pill. Point taken.
He's probably going to be tasting that at some point soon anyway. So.
It's like a cup of penny.
If you take enough of the pills, you won't taste it at all. It won't taste anything.
And by what does Andy Reid do? Andy Reid knows that his son did this? So
apparently, if he's been listening to our show, now he does. My favorite story of the week, by the way.
Let's drop it. He made two.
Sorry, you know what? Let's go back. Andy Reid, if you're listening to today's show,
he's got a big game against the Cowboys tonight. We don't necessarily need him being nervous.
Yeah, go back and just mute what you've just been hearing. I don't want to do anything like that. By the way,
who said Andy Gibb?
Nights on Broadway? Wait, no, wrong Gibb. Timothy Cleary, by the way, is my favorite guy of the week.
Timothy Cleary. That means nothing to anyone, I'm sure.
Timothy Cleary, by the way, is a guy someplace in Florida that went into a wake this week and jumped on top of the coffin and started punching the corpse in the face. Maybe my favorite story of the
Did the corpse come back to life afterwards?
No, it didn't, but all the mourners came and beat the living crap out of him. It said in the paper that it was done at the funeral, not at the... What happened?
Nothing.
Is everything okay?
I don't think Andy Reid's phone is working.
Hey, you want to give my phone to Andy Reid? All right, I guess we just pulled the curtain back too far. Forget it.
Damn it.
What were you guys talking about? Who got punched in the face?
A corpse in Florida at a funeral and or wake. This guy, Timothy Cleary, he jumped on a casket and started punching the open casket in the face. and all the mourners came and pulled him off of it. It confuses me. I mean, you've got to be really mad to be punching an inanimate object to try and get your aggressions out.
Did he have anything to do with the...
It's unknown at this point.
Did the corpse owe him money?
I'm sure it probably did. I thought he was going to punch it and like quarters were going to shoot out of its nose or something. Like.
Who was he? WWF wrestler? What was he?
Yes, that's right. The Giant, actually, and the Big Boss Man got into a huge fight over their coffin or something. Yeah, so it's just insane to me, the whole... it's like I said, the thing that's more insane to me is that it was at a funeral. Have you ever been to an open casket funeral?
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Not awake. Funeral.
Oh, funeral. Oh, good point.
Because where they happened, put them down in the ground?
It
open?
Happened in the church.
When do they close it?
In the funeral
in the church.
Home.
The actual funeral church. In the wakes, they have it open. The funeral, they have it closed, and they're doing right. A ceremony
but,
in front of
but
it.
But I'm saying, in an open casket funeral, when do they close it?
I've never seen me an not. Open
casket.
Could
that
casket?
Be a misprint, maybe?
Probably. But they said it happened at a church, though. You don't do a wake.
That's a funeral.
In a church. The only open casket funerals that I know about are James Brown and Bruce Lee.
And when did they close?
No presidents? Wasn't there a president?
No, the president's wrapped in a flag. When did they do the...
I don't have all those details in front of me.
One, do you know what country it was in? Like maybe that's
yeah, Florida. The country of Florida. Is
country
where
of Florida. Okay, Jeb Bush is the president of Florida still.
Yes, obviously.
Have you guys ever been have you guys ever been at a wake and like wanted to punch the corpse, the open corpse? I've been at a wake or two where I wanted to punch.
If
the
I've
corpse.
Been at a wake, it's usually oh, hi, been out of respect added to the person that died or somebody they know.
By the way, you're listening to Best in Show. My name's Chris. We got Keith. We've got Vito. We've got Timothy Cleary sitting with us that wants to punch corpses.
Are you kidding Timothy me? When my dead. Friend Mario died of a heroin overdose, when I saw him in the coffin, I wanted to punch him in the face and say, "Why the hell? Why are you dying on me, man?" That's some stupid ass.
Generally, the
you didn't want to punch a friend in the face at his wake when you were there.
Generally, the best way to let people know that you're sad and you want them to be there is to hit them.
It's, no,
I don't understand okay. that. That's
yeah,
crazy.
It's to weep and cry, but you also have a feeling of anger that you want to really get in there.
All
and
right,
choke,
I get what you're getting
like,
at.
Chokehold the person in the damn cold.
But I get what
Chris,
he's getting at. If you're angry at somebody for the
I'm
reason,
so mad that you died from doing this, I want to kill you.
Absolutely,
it's crazy talk.
But I kind of get what he's saying now. I thought he just meant like when you see a corpse, don't you get the urge
no,
to hit it?
No,
like,
no. When you see a friend of yours dead early on because of the stupidity that he or she did, you don't want to just reach through that damn coffin and just choke them out again, kill them again. And, you know, it's you can't say that you don't never wanted to do that, you know. And maybe this guy thought he, you know, his emotions took over and he just did an irrational thing. No?
Yeah. No, I thought it was rational. It was well thought out whatever. And a good plan.
Did he know the person? We don't know.
I'm sure he probably
If did. I ask you again in another 5 seconds, will you know the answer to that
question?
Yeah,
try.
Did he know the person?
It
was him.
That funeral was coming from inside the house. By the way, I just noticed that it's unbelievably late. So start going rapid fire maniac style.
Christine Young was opening for Morrissey during the opening set. She said, "Morrissey gives good head. I mean, cunnilingus." Morrissey reacted by firing her from the rest of the tour.
Yeah, because Morrissey doesn't do girls. He does boys, right?
He says he does nothing. I don't know. But apparently the reason she reacted that way was because people were chanting out Morrissey. They wanted her to finish and they wanted him to go on stage. And so she's done with the tour.
I didn't know that Morrissey did boys or girls. I thought he just did boring, boring music.
Ridiculous.
By the way, somebody
that could get excited over Hot for Teacher is going to call Morrissey boring.
Hot for Teacher is not an excitable song. Top Jimmy, then we're talking. Top Jimmy's a great song. By the way, yesterday in New York, there were the Olympic trials for the marathon in the Olympics. By the way, today, the day of the New York Marathon. And Ryan Shea, a guy who's actually an elite-level runner in the running world, I guess. I don't know, which is all of our world. I think we all share it with runners. But he apparently died at mile 5 yesterday while running in Central Park, and I just thought that was a weird
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
Doctor said he had an enlarged
How old
heart.
Is he? Oh, see, I didn't even hear that part
he
of it.
He has an
But he was
heart.
Cleared to run. Yes. They said he was okay.
28 years old, I think. 27 years old?
27, I think.
I just couldn't even imagine like having your dedication to your craft of running being so important that you died from it.
Could you imagine, because I know your dedication, Chris, is to drinking. Could you imagine...
See, here's the thing. Like, when my knees started hurting, I stopped running.
I think when your knees started hurting, you had to stop drinking.
What if I died for the show?
See, that would be good. Then I knew your heart would be into it, Keith.
What if I prepped myself to death? We found him covered in a movie review.
That would never happen.
This movie is from 1986. He's been dead this 11 years.
That means he's been a ghost.
I mean 21 years.
Awesome. I don't know what else you guys want to get out there before we kick it to Homeboy to throw his outro music on and we could say it's the end of the show. Just get the important news out there. The important news. Let's see. No, okay. Absolutely not. It's not an ambush then. What? I think I just did a tease. Maybe you guys will hear it next week here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. We've had a fine show today. I think we've done some great things. Looking around.
My stuff's old anyway, so we could do it next week.
You know what? You know what thing we didn't talk about this week? Our big stock picks from Zombie. Zombie, what happened, bro? What happened?
Is he supposed to call in?
What's that?
Is Zombie supposed to call in?
Yeah, he's supposed to call in.
Stock picks.
You want to battle with our own stock picks?
We were supposed to get some stock picks from Zombie this week and get him out there. We were going to give him a virtual $500 to spend however he chose. And he's just let us down. So I've got my own stock picks here that I was going to throw out there.
I have my own that I own, so I'll just throw those out there.
You know, $500 virtual dollars.
Do we have to now factor in per share and how many shares we're going to buy and all that?
Yes, that would be $500 virtual dollars.
Can I change it next week?
Would this not even want to do with the bid at all then?
All right, I know what I want to buy.
Okay, good.
I'm going to buy 450 shares. Well, if something's 560 right now, however much I can buy, however many shares I can buy with $500.
There's probably a calculator on the computer in front of you that you can even do the math and figure it.
The calculator's telling me it's late.
Yeah. I.
So you go first.
No, I didn't do my math yet either.
All right, then I'll go with Java. J-A-V-A is the quote. It's Sun Microsystems.
Stupid.
And it's $5.50 a share, I believe.
$5.50, you said?
Yes, just approximately. You borrow the rest from a friend if it's a little more.
Carry the two. Don't forget to carry the two.
How about 90 shares?
No, 93.
I'm so disturbed that he's using a calculator and doing it.
90 shares would be about $495.
Okay, 90 shares of Java, Sun Microsystems. It's going to skyrocket. It's a steal right now.
What are you going for, Chris?
I'm doing the math right now myself because I have this little calculator thing in front of me here. It's $1.25.
Or I told you, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Red Rock Pictures, production company out of Colorado, 10 cents a share right now. They produced Wedding Crashers, Malibu's Most Wanted, and I'm not even joking right now, they just signed on to pay production costs for the beach party at the Gates of Hell for National Lampoon. If you don't think that's not going to skyrocket, then what is? By the way, I think I've told the story on the I own a lot of shares of that I bought at $3.50 a share. It's now 10 cents.
You own the company. Basically,
I think if I got a couple $1,000, I could own the company.
You should at least get Vince Vaughn on the air. Come on.
I think if Vince Vaughn was still in the movies they were producing, it wouldn't be 10 cents a share.
Just so we know where we're starting from, this is where we're going with this. And by we, I mean me. Merrill Lynch, I don't know if it's a little company you guys have ever heard of, at $57.28 a share that it closed on Friday. I'm going to buy 4 shares. I'm also going to go with some Walmart, some fine plastic lead-painted toys that I'm going to be investing in people. 4 shares at $44.19. I'm going to go with 3 shares of Pfizer for $23.67 each. And then my favorite company, the Ford Motor Company, at $8.95, I'm going to purchase 4 of those. And that'll be my $500 a week. Just putting that out there.
I'm going to put $50 on the Patriots to win the Super Bowl at 1 to 15 odds.
I understand. You're looking for flashy. You don't want to do the over-under.
I'm looking to not have to work by the end of the week.
You want to go with the over-under bets. You want to look for the flashy. You're looking for something better. I'm looking to make our listeners some scratch. These are the solid companies that are going to get them forward and get things going. And this is also what I did in the 6 minutes before the show started when I realized that Zombie wasn't doing his picks. So what am I going
to
do?
When he signed on to CNBC.com and it said 4 featured stocks of the day.
No, were they really the 4 featured stocks of the day? Damn it. Hey, I thought I'd throw something out there. So those are Zombie's stock picks for this week.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to us. My own, me. This is a big show.
Was it?
It was a big show.
I enjoyed it.
I was. I'm not comfortable with the size of it. I think it might maybe be medium, not quite large.
Oh boy, it's going to be a bad after meeting, Keith. It's going to be a bad.
White ass Brent thinks it was way better than last week's. Thank you for that.
What's his name? White
and Bourgeoisie backing me up. Sun is a solid company. You guys should really, all kidding aside, put some money in this company. It's Sun Microsystems.
Yeah, I'll be right there.
$5 and change a share.
Well, hold on, I'll be right there.
You gonna watch Jericho?
Yeah, I'm watching Jericho, Heroes, and all that. Vito, thank you so much for being a part. How do people get in touch with you when they're not hanging out here?
They can go to www.vitodelsante.com.
What is that?
That's my website.
They can do stuff and talk to you?
Yeah, totally.
Chat?
No chat set.
Video conferencing?
No, not yet.
Just look at pictures and stuff.
You like that, Keith?
Yes.
Awesome. Vito, thanks for being here this week. Fred.
Thank you.
Great job.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
Keith, great job. Brian, great job. Vanessa, we love you, buddy.
Hey, you know what? You know what? Chris, great job, buddy.
I'd say I disagree. I think if you guys got, like, at least D's this week, I got an F this week. That's what I'm saying. That's my report card.
I see Joey Harrington on the TV. I think it's time to go.
Joey Heatherton?
Cocky socks.
You want a
steamroller? Roll over your face. Best of show radio.
जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो
By the way, big shout outs to NBC.
Hey, aaj ye sham jawan yun na chali jaye. Aaj ye sham jawan yun na chali jaye. Fir se na aayegi ya kisi ke bulaye. Fir se na aayegi ya kisi ke bulaye. Fir se na aayegi ya kisi ke bulaye. जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो तुम हो गए इशारे बोलो ये ना बोलो तुम हो गए इशारे सीधी सीधी चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे सीधी सीधी चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे सीधी सीधी चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो चुप चुप देखा देखी नजरें दीवानी
चुप चुप देखा देखी नजर दीवानी जरा सी ये बात बन जाए ना कहानी जरा सी ये बात बन जाए ना कहानी जरा सी ये बात बन जाए ना कहानी जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख ना चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो